You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
This is Brad from the Highbrow Room. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Captain Catalyst and DJ Zach Morris. Come on down and check out the origin of Dem Howie Thursdays.
Yo, aloha world. This is IA the Combiner Classic. Represent aloha hype to the fullest. And you're listening to the Sleep Time's Over show with my man Kevin the Catalyst and the homie DJ Zach Morris. Come on now, we don't sleep around here.
Hello! This is the Lord Flores at 12th Avenue Grill. And you're listening to Sleep Time's Over.
It's over, wake up! Wake up!
When it's the M-I cricket letter, ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that shit. Been corners like I was a curve, I struck a nerve. And now you about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried. Cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out you scurry. So we'll get your fucking shine box, and your sack of nickels. It tickles, to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-D-B-O-I, is that same motherfucker that took them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if they like fish and grits and all that pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
Sleep time's over. Captain the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Season six.
Yes. In case you, we're keeping track.
Yeah.
It is season six, the season premiere.
Season premiere, bro. DJ premiere.
It means we have to come up with a name of this episode. Do you have a name?
Season six, episode one, DJ premiere.
We used that actually.
Oh, we did?
In a previous season.
I'm getting old.
We're
bro.
Running out of topics. So we're going to call it season six. Still tired already. Well, all you got is entrepreneur on your screen right now.
Because I'm an entrepreneur, bro.
All right, congratulations.
Get over it, bro.
Hawaiian, real Hawaiians.
Oh, you too. Hey,
Hawaiians, Japanese, Germans,
Japanese, Haole, everybody.
All the races.
Entrepreneurs, bro.
All the races get face. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, I have a Cavett is Tired is my ongoing title for this.
That's right. Well, it took you forever to get parking.
Yeah. And traffic in Kalihi.
Okay, so you text me.
Yeah, about 9:15, 9:20,
say you had Pro City.
Yeah.
I got here at 10 o'clock about.
Yeah, and I texted,
you were still not here.
Yeah, 10:05, I think it was. I told you I'm passing Key now.
That's unbelievable.
So that was like maybe like 45, 50 minutes.
The local people are out in
the
force.
The local people are out.
Working, maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Well, you know what's funny? Because remember that crazy dude, Panos?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Panos Primavera.
I used to think he was crazy. But now
he got the last laugh.
Bro, right? That guy's laughing, not all the way to the bank, but he's laughing.
He's a professor, right?
Yeah, he's a professor at UH. He's a pretty wise dude. I actually re-listened to some stuff because I was thinking, like, wait, I used to think this guy was a kook.
Yeah.
Then I started listening. I'm like, damn, this guy's actually telling the truth about the rail and all that stuff going on. But anyway.
He ran for mayor.
He lost
just because he didn't have the backing. But
well, the
backing, they all thought of him as crazy.
Yeah,
his portrayal was like a crazy guy.
Yeah, because when he talks, is like a Saturday night skit. Or
he's like the soup Nazi.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that guy.
Could hardly understand him. And you know what? He had the local vote, you know?
The local people are not going to back
him. He wasn't Asian. He wasn't Portuguese.
Somebody with soup and Nazi. Yeah, they're not going to like
So anyway, weekly recap.
Weekly recap? Yes, it's been 2 weeks, sir. So go for it. What happened to you?
Well, before I get into anything happened to me, just to let people know, we sold out of our dinner.
Oh, yeah. I strangely forgot about that.
Yes, I just remember now. I'm trying to upload.
Yes, okay. So, you know, anybody who's paying attention to the commercials, and we mentioned it as well, that we have a dinner.
Crazy.
First ever.
Bruh.
No one has done this. No one in the hip-hop community, as they call it.
Podcast. I don't even want to leave it as hip-hop. Hip hop podcasting realm. The closest guys is Perry and Price.
Yes,
like on the real that I know of.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Augie T got like his Mother's Day like luncheon, and
but they do like a Mother's Day thing.
Yeah,
Frank DeLima will come out.
We're doing it with no holiday.
No,
for no holiday whatsoever.
This is just to get people to get together to come and eat.
Yeah, no star power technically, right? I mean, you were on the news, and I'm currently on the news.
It was a phase, but we have a surprise. we have a surprise guest that will be at this dinner, which I can use because I like doing this. Saturday night.
Oh, here we go.
October 21st.
There we go.
Dinner. D-I-N-N-A-H. The dinner.
Dinner. Should have changed the flyer.
We can't think on the fly. So we're going to keep it like that. 21st. The sold first out. Time ever, yes. Sold out in a day.
In a day.
Sold out in a day. We put the thing out, and then all of a sudden, people are like, oh, I can go or what? Can reserve me two or what?
I wasn't worried, but at the same time, I was like, who's going to this? But as the day went on, you're like 12, 14,
yeah.
16, 18, 20, 24, 26, you know, up to 30, 32. Calvary, 32, bruh.
Yeah.
Next then, thing you know, we're like, I posted up, sold out.
Yeah.
Then what? Influx came in again, right? Yeah. Like, hey, can go. And people I didn't
waiting
even,
list or what?
People that I wouldn't even expect saying they want to go.
Well, the goal was, I told you this, we got to sell the thing out before October.
Oh, we just did it.
We did. But and it's very grateful and thank you to everyone that jumped on this crazy
thing. Just let you guys know, we're not making any money either.
Let's reiterate that fact, okay? We're doing this basically just for a fun event.
Yeah, you gotta understand, there's various parties involved in this. And
yes.
They're donating their services, time, talents, and alcohol.
Yes.
And establishments, Square Barrels, are opening their doors for us to do this. And it's a 5-course meal, and the materials, and I can go on and on and on.
It's on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Where it's usually packed on Saturday nights for restaurants, but they're gonna pretty much reserve half the spot.
Right.
44 people.
And if you were to put a price tag on the food and if you bought them any drinks, it'd be over that price.
It's a deal.
Yeah, it's a deal.
You get 5 courses and you get all the alcohol included.
Yeah.
And you're going to get wine, sake, beer, 2 cocktails.
Oh, wow.
You're going to get Rokai McKee, Justin.
Justin, bro, with the last name to...
Parmish for Baltimore.
Yes.
Is going to curate...
Baltimore.
We're going to get him to say his name live.
Justin Beemore, just call him.
That is perfect.
Right? He's from Beemore, right?
He's from Beemore, yeah.
Him and Flash Adamus and who else is there?
We can call them in later, but we're going to have him announce the last name live because he's going to announce every course, so we're going to do the show.
Yes.
We're going to do like a makeshift show. We're not going to be talking the entire time. Nobody's going to be just talking while they're eating.
Yeah.
But we'll just intro every course.
Right.
After, and then we will play the different music associated with the course, right?
Yes.
And if you guys saw the menu... I think that's another selling point, too, is the menu.
Yeah.
Because there's no dinner out there, even as a wine dinner. You have wine dinners go on all the time. Wine dinner, whiskey dinner, sake dinner, 5 courses, where it's very stuffy. It's very strict. It's very, I don't know if you would say clubbish. It's very kind of cultish.
Right.
Where all these guys know each other and just come together and they just do the thing and be like snobs. This is going to be like a fun thing with music going on.
Yeah.
The courses alone. Okay, let's go down the line. We have Bra and Bougie as the first.
As you know, that's one of our titles to our episodes.
Exactly.
We always talk about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, next one. Oh,
what was the next one here?
Chinese Beverly Hills.
We mentioned that.
Which is Kahala.
I'm going to have to bring up the story why it's called Chinese Beverly Hills.
It's a great story, always.
That. We have the Baramakis.
Baramakis, a.k.a.
The salute to local food, I guess. The salute to Zippy's. Salute to Central Side.
And then you're so howly, you don't even know you're howly.
The salute to the howlies course.
Yeah.
There is no dinner, okay? There is no 5-course dinner anywhere that is a salute to the howlies course.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Nobody's saluting howlies anywhere.
No one's saluting anyone any day.
And the last one, fell in love with a one-night stand.
Now, quite
which
frankly,
is Zach Morris's favorite Jawaian song.
We're going to play Jawaian throughout that entire course.
Yeah, I'm going to take care of that one.
You're going to take care of that playlist. And then by then, we're all going to be kind of, you know, liquored up. So we're going to start skanking. So then the skanking begins. And then we get thrown out, and then we'll never be able to do this ever again.
Are we still playing the hip-hop track thing?
Which one?
The Sky Owls does.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and on top of that, if you guys are at the anniversary party, you're going to have Hootis.
Hootis.
The music, Name That Tune, Beat Shazam.
Is Sky the host of the night? Are we?
He's going to do the Hootis part.
Him? Oh.
But then he's going to just talk about the wine that he's going to be pairing. And that's it. So Justin's going to come on each course, talk to us about the food.
Ben's
going to talk about the drink. The Lord's going to be there from 12th Avenue Grill.
Talking about his mixed drinks.
Yes. So that's basically the brunt of what we're going to do. And then when our special guest comes, then we're going to interview him then.
And Hideo's talking about the beer.
Yes.
I'm interested. Yeah, that's be cool, man. I know he's passionate about that.
Yeah, they have a very complex brewery system there. That was back in the day. That was
you know me, I don't drink. I don't drink.
Right.
Right. But I appreciate this... this fancy schmancy beers and all this kind of like, you know, funky kind stuff. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like, Chansom.
Bougie.
Chansom. Yeah, it's pretty bougie.
Because, you know, I mean.
It's not Coors Light or something. No. Box wine.
But that's another thing too. It's just, it's a different thing. No more Franzia.
IPA, ABC.
No, yeah, BBD.
Any kind of dark
never mind.
Beer, brew, green.
Central, West Side, Everside. You know, we're bridging the gap here.
Yeah.
We're bringing everybody together.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to have some people there that, like, it's very interesting.
Yes.
Trust me. Yeah.
Yes.
So not interesting as it just did. I don't think these people would be in the same area with each other.
No, they would not.
Yeah? But I think it's going to be good because the people I know that are coming that I know.
Yes.
Are very good social. Like, they can talk to people and they
that's
can
great.
Go high five.
That's good.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. And in essence, that is what started this show. Because what is the premise of this show?
Yeah.
Is me and you just talking story. Like, if we were out somewhere, if we were out DJing.
Yeah, DJing, bro.
It's the same
thing.
Which is
funny because I was just watching because I got a VHS and a DVD TV, bro. $20.
Oh.
Bought them from Grandma Toshiro down the street.
She probably did have it. Those were those TVs that always would kind of get in your head mentally, because if one of them went down,
yeah,
then you just stuck with the one.
Already.
If the VHS broke, okay.
Anyway, I put
DVD.
In Visionaries at Aquas, bruh, on VHS, bruh.
You have that on?
Yeah, I do.
And you know what? There is a TV that's going to be in our section. So we're trying to figure out what are we going to show right. on the TV. Now, you can take a vote out there if you want to put North Shore on. I think North Shore got to be on the part.
North Shore got to be on.
You can put on what kind of movie you like put on. You like put on... anything really? I mean, you
yeah,
porno if you like. I don't know.
No, hey,
that's not really picked up.
Why not do that, bro?
No one heard what I just
what
said.
What is this? My 10th grade shop class, guys.
Whoa. Okay. Well, I was gonna say just, you know, we have the VHS. You can bring whatever.
I can tell you guys that story.
Oh, can't really imagine. But yeah, you can think of whatever you can put on there. We're gonna have a TV there. Yeah.
Let us know if you want to watch anything. But North Shore will be in rotation. That's for sure.
That's gotta be. We can make a slideshow of just like
us?
Stuff. I don't. Oh God! It'll be like a wedding here.
8x10, a wedding.
Okay, everyone. Excuse me. It's time for that slideshow.
Everybody,
excuse
just put,
me.
Just put other people in our guest that's been on there.
You could
take 8x10 headshots.
I mean, they're not gonna be able to hear it. That's the one thing.
Right.
So it's just gonna be just pictures of us, and then have like the music of the baby, and then you know you and then me, and then we pictures together, and then we go back on. And, oh God! Shoot me in the face. Okay,
anyway.
What else you got happening?
That's
October 21st.
Yeah, that's sold out.
Sold out, but if. Things open up, waiting list.
Just email us at sleeptimesover@gmail.com. And you know what? Maybe we'll have another one in the nearer future. If
yes.
this one is successful. Well, it's already sold out. So, I mean.
Right. I think, yeah. Well, the next one we're going to have, if we're going to fast forward, is December. That's the Star Wars party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, we're going to do the Star Wars at the theater.
Yeah.
Dole Cannery.
That one is invite only. Sorry, guys.
That is?
Yeah. Yeah, we do people.
Yeah, I'll call him back after.
Because it's Grant Capone Canoe,
yes.
the real estate agent to the stars. He teamed up with a couple other real estate agents.
Oh, it's not just him.
No, not just him. But he had, so they each got invites.
Then I'm canceling.
So you better check. You better check, bro.
Oh, I just was like, hey, you know.
You better check, bro.
I'm a body. You're like, well, see Star Wars or what? I'll call them all.
See, a lot of guns and lasers coming
also,
out.
Also, how many... seats does each have?
You gotta ask the
this is
to the stars,
news.
Bro.
All right, well, he's impossible to get a hold of.
To
he's
the
a
stars.
Busy man. But that's December. That's the weekend of the opening.
Yes.
Okay, so
okay.
we're gonna just be there. And are we emceeing this thing?
He's trying to find out if we can do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll gladly,
he wants us to emcee it.
I would gladly just put all the kids there, whatever. And like, everybody, I'll stand up in the front. Okay, wait, dope prize. Everybody say star. Everybody say wars.
To the left say star, to the right say wars.
Episode 8. Episode 9.
Costume contest.
Episode 8. Yeah, costume contest, right?
Yeah, they could have Jedi.
Cosplay.
AKA, yeah, cosplay.
Have the girl come up there, you know, and be like, okay, yeah. You
what are you dressed up as?
What you wearing? Princess
Leia? Sailor Moon. Yeah. Get out of here. Star.
Wrong show. And then, you know, if they're older, you're like, oh, what you wearing, really? What kind of skirt you get? And then it's in the morning.
Oh, I just came from the club.
No, oh, yeah. Oh, you get cigarette?
Yes.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's later. What you got?
So weekly recap, we had Beats Up.
It's been 2 weeks.
Which is our monthly beat showcase thing we have at the shop. This one was hosted by Slap Symphony, which they just released a track with Marianne Ito. Yes. And they did tracks with Kimi A Minor.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's our... Pizza thing.
I saw beats shirts, and pizza. By the way, yeah. Were you selling shirts of them?
They had shirts for sale, yeah. They also have a strap back hat. But if you're a producer, a budding producer, an MC, a singer, a writer of songs, you should come to this pizza. Because all it is pretty much anywhere from 5 to 10 producers playing their beats and eating pizza.
Mm,
it's right. That simple.
And I always ask you this every time you have the pizza. Yes. Where did you get the pizza from?
This time we got it from Papa John's.
You always get it from there.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking for a sponsor.
You mentioned this.
I don't keep paying for this stuff. I do it. Well, it's part of the budget, the promo budget or whatever you call it. But, I mean, I need to team up with somebody that makes pizzas to cross-promote. Because, as you know...
Well...
Right, Earl Kaimaki, bro. I guarantee the sales went up a little bit because of us.
Well, do you know any Italians that can hook you up with this
Only
pizza?
One is you, bro.
Yeah, well.
Only Italian
I
is
can't
you.
Do much for you in that department. So, you got to talk to J.J. Dolan, bro.
Do you know J.J. Dolan?
No, I don't, bro. But you got to just talk to him and be like, okay. You like
yeah,
rap
can
or
I
what?
Talk to J.J. or what? Like Dynamite.
Pizza. You could talk. That would be your best shot.
You walk in there and like, talk to J.J.
You can. Just be like, do you know who I am?
Can I talk to J.J.?
You that might not work. He might take you seriously and like shoot you.
Like, hey, bro, I can talk to JJ.
I think you should talk to him.
Why? Like, sponsor my dinner or what? Can.
Use it. You use your Holly voice when you talk to him, I think.
Hey, how you doing? That's country to
that
country.
Still didn't sound right. But you
how
gotta
are you
go
doing
in.
Today?
That sounded great. You should go talk like that.
I would like to speak to James J. Dolan.
Well, sold me. I'm going to give you 10 pizzas right now.
Yes, I knew it would work.
Also, I didn't know you. This is that's how you do it. So you this is all your budget to do this
like
thing.
$40+ get like 4 pizzas.
Okay.
You know it's part of the But I'm definitely trying to partner up with a pizza company. It's only once a month.
Yeah.
Which I gotta go pet my dog. But anyway, okay. Once a month. It's once a month. So if you out there, you know somebody that makes pizza, pizza company, pizza truck, you know DiGiorno pizza. No, we won't do that.
Why don't
you just? I don't want to do that. People say, oh, get the Costco pizza.
I mean, it's like delivery. It's DiGiorno.
Oh, God. I'm tired.
Pizza. Marian Ito.
Yeah, Marian Ito.
So I always hear her name. Tell us about Marian Ito. What's her deal?
She's like an Adele-ish, soul-ish, okay. Like kind of singer. Like a smooth jazz swooner.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, she actually did a tour in Europe. It was kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
She's local girl?
Local girl, right? Local girl and... You know, that genre is hard to just break into, period. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Adele would be the closest to someone that's mainstream, that's kind of that sounding.
Okay.
But, yeah, so she's been doing it for a while. And she did a brand new track called Old School Love with Slap Symphony. Slap Symphony is one of the OG groups that entered my beat route, which is my beat battle, back in 2003, 2004.
And ironically, they will be attending... The dinner.
Exactly. Shout out to Westbrook.
The email. How many members in Slap Symphony?
There's two, but I think Westbrook's probably going to come with his girl or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've never met them, so there you go. That's even
good guys. Good guys,
exciting
bro.
Stuff again there.
Good guys. So I beat UH football, had a bye, then they had a game.
Yeah.
And they lost. And majorly. They sucked.
Thoughts on that? That was a stinker.
Right, a secondary. I think, I don't know what to say. It's just terrible, dude. They got burnt.
It's
coverage.
Waste time.
Like, it's total waste. I don't know what the... I can't even say anything, dude. Really? They just sucked really bad. Dolphins scored like 27 points, I think.
54-27?
Yeah, was something it? Like that. Final? But then the defense couldn't hold them for nothing. They scored almost every play.
It was 21-0 like in the first 2 minutes.
Yep.
First 2 minutes.
I was in the shop and I was like, ooh, 6 o'clock. Let's turn on the radio, right? Because, you know, I don't have a TV here and stuff.
Yeah.
I turn on the radio.
Yeah.
21-0.
Turn off the radio.
Oh, brah.
Waste time.
It was like 6:20. The game started at 6:05. I was like, you
I
serious?
I did the same thing. It was bad.
And I was like, what? Are you serious? And I started going on the internet looking. And I'm like, brah.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on. And the players are getting suspended left and right.
What are the reasons for this?
You know what? They never said. I don't know.
Guys, 5 of them got suspended.
Yeah. Even on the road trip, 2 of them got suspended.
Right.
And then they come back Hawaii, 5 of them got suspended. So who knows what's going on with the team right now. Offense seems to being pretty all right. Because 27 points isn't bad. But you cannot win a game if your defense doesn't hold.
Well, them. Most of the players that got suspended were defense.
Yeah.
Right? So they just knocked guys.
And we just lost one of our main tight ends, Tui Unga. He's with an ankle injury. So he might be out for the season.
Was he a starter?
He was a starter, man. He's like one of those big tight ends, like a 6'7" solid guy. Basically could throw it up there fast. But so we lost him, so oh well.
Who are they playing this Sunday?
They
this
are Saturday. Playing the Pack of Wolves, Nevada.
There you go. That's great.
That's which is Rolo's old team, which he was offensive coordinator.
I was going to say, yeah, that is right. That was Rolo's team. And yeah. Was, speaking of Nevada, how ironic.
Yeah, so you know, Nevada's sucking right now. They're looking for the first win.
Nevada is sucking right now.
So it's weird, which is, whose team is that? Colin Kaepernick's team, brah.
Ooh, wait. Colin Kaepernick
is from Nevada.
He's from Nevada, really?
Yeah, he played for Nevada.
Oh, you know the college things. Yeah, I don't know this stuff. He's without a team now.
He smoked Hawaii every single year. That guy ran like a gazelle.
That is true. That's
he would like go back to pass, and he knew he wasn't going to throw it. Put it back down and run. And like the way he ran is like such long strides.
Yeah.
That dude like every 7 yards is a step.
That's right.
I never thought he'd make it in the NFL. I was a huge doubter.
Well, they drafted him in the first round.
And I think he had the right coach when he did. That's why he went to the Super Bowl. But if he doesn't have the right coach, well, I don't know if he's ever going to play in the league.
He needs to play in the league. I don't
know. You know what's crazy? I thought he was a Yahoo for doing all this whole taking a knee thing. I understand it. But look at it now, bro. This guy is like the Martin Luther King of NFL.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he is the one with the last laugh.
Yeah.
Like, he
well, not entirely the last laugh. He doesn't have a job.
Oh, yeah. No, but...
But he's a saint.
He's
donating millions and millions of dollars.
Maybe he's going too far, but maybe he's like the Rosa Parks of this era.
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Like, he did it when nobody did it.
Yeah.
NFL teams hated on him. Players hated on him.
And look at what happened just a couple weeks
Everybody
ago.
Hated the dude.
Yep.
You know, why are you doing these for? Why are you doing that? All because he's going against police brutality, right? Against the
kind of minorities. He kept stressing that's what it was about.
And it wasn't against the troops or the flag or patriotism.
He
did it for the minority and police brutality.
He kept that going.
But now it's like...
It's built.
It's a typical, but it's so...
And, okay, since you brought this up, I'm going to bottom line this whole thing of the because we were gone when this whole thing happened. We took a break. The whole thing with Trump and all that is summed up in this way. Reason why he came out and said that, and people have forgotten, he never liked the NFL.
Right, yeah.
He always wanted to mix a different league.
Yes.
He wanted to battle them.
The USFL.
The USFL was created by him.
Yes.
To take the NFL out of business.
Right.
He was going to buy the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
In 2011. He was close, and the NFL owners denied him.
Mm.
He's pissed.
Yeah.
He wanted in on the NFL. If he got the team, he would not have run for president. That's why he ran for president. They asked him in an interview back in the 90s, what is left for you to do? I'd rather buy an NFL team or run for president.
Wow, they should have given him the dang team.
That is why he tweeted out about the NFL. He's just doing it because he just doesn't like the NFL.
Thanks
he just
a lot, NFL, for ruining our country.
Because you know what he's doing, pretty much. You know what he's doing? Because you got Korea going on, right? You got that whole situation. You have all the healthcare situation.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to come out to kind of defer and focus in on the NFL and bash the NFL because he never liked the NFL.
And he waited for an opportunity to get at the NFL.
Correct.
It opened up. He's like, hell yeah. I'm going to get you now, fool. I'm
this
the president.
This is what I'm going to tweet about.
You can't do anything about it.
I'm just going to talk about it. That's what he's doing. And people, nobody brings that up. I don't understand.
So NFL basically screwed over our country.
Yep.
If they let him be an owner of a team, which he would have been a great owner. I'm telling you straight up. He would have been a great owner.
I don't see
president,
why not.
President, not owner, yes.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Because everybody, all the other fat white boys is the same as him in the NFL.
But they all didn't like him. They all don't like him. Like all Bloomberg, all those entrepreneur billionaires, they all don't like him. They've all publicly stated that they don't like him. NFL owners don't like him.
That's weird, yeah.
They don't want to let him into the
Did you see him throwing the food in Puerto Rico?
Throwing the food in Puerto Rico?
Yeah. He went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And handing out supplies, right? No, he was throwing them like shooting basketball hoops.
Really?
Yes, it's the most like degrading thing ever, dude.
It's another like, video
oh, here you go, you colored people. Oh, here you go. There you go. Oh, you want some too?
You want some of his food? This is great
food. It's almost like he's at a strip club.
Great ration.
Like making it rain.
I guess so,
You watch the video. It's like, what are you doing?
Wow.
Like he literally grabbing like paper towel. And he's throwing it at people. Like he's like shooting hoops. Like, here you go. Here you go.
I gotta see that.
You one for you. One for you. And you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Wow. Like, here's some spam.
No, dude. If you do spam, that'd be classic.
That'd be something. Here's some quinoa
for you. Whatever. Anyway, right. How do we get from UH football? Oh, Nevada. Look at that trail. Real quick, people. Went from UH football to Rolo to Nevada to Kaepernick to NFL to Trump. Bruh, look at that.
Well, speaking of Trump, guess where Trump is in? He's visiting right now. He's in Nevada right now.
Wow, there you go.
So let's bring it on back.
Look at that, bruh. So, the forever loop right there. We just, a Stargate with Kurt Russell, whatever it's called.
I didn't see that movie.
Anyway, UH football, they're sucking right now.
Yes.
Please pray for them. They need help.
And then, and how ironic, yes, it all tied into all that we have missed in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, we missed a lot.
Because you've had the tragedy in Nevada. You have, in Las Vegas, you have the Korea thing still ongoing.
Puerto Rico.
You have the NFL thing still ongoing. I mean, we're not going to get all deep into this because, we're supposed to be a fun show here.
Yeah, anyway, let's get more back on the fun.
Okay, so.
D-Wade to the Cavs.
That's another thing that happened.
Yeah, I had to say because my dude. So he's at the Cavs, going to win another title, retire.
So does that make you a Cavs fan?
No.
Okay.
I'm a D-Wade fan. I still got to get my D-Wade Heat jersey signed. So, and then moving on to that, this has been the NBA. I went to the basketball game, Clipset versus the Rappers.
That's right, at the Stan Sheriff.
At the Stan Sheriff Center.
That's it. So, tell us about the whole situation with the delay of getting in there. No, that was a big thing. What did you experience?
As I can tell, Hawaii, bro, is not like the mainland.
Got that.
Because when you get off into the parking lot, right?
Yes.
People tend to be like sheep, and they just stay there. They think because everybody stopped there, that's where you have to stop. Because everybody's cordial. You know, Hawaii, we aloha, bro. You know, shameful say anything. But that's why I thank hip-hop for teaching me. I was with my son. I was like, wait a minute. There's like 8 doors to this place. Not... This traffic jam in front of me, there's a lot of people. There's got to be a side door or some kind of... There cannot be everybody going for one door.
Right.
So I grabbed my son. I said, just follow me. Put him in front of me. With my hands on his shoulder. And I just guided him all the way to the side.
Yeah.
All the way down to the last door, brah. The line was maybe like 10 people in front of me and got in.
Okay.
So I was fine.
Okay.
So this whole thing about people not getting in to the halftime, I don't know what they're talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it was empty in the beginning.
I was there. And I was like, I thought it too. I was like, oh, this is kind of empty. But I was in there maybe 45 minutes before.
Right. I mean, I saw your pics. You were already in there.
We're in there cruising. I didn't know anything about people not getting in. Whatever you have not.
A lot of people, they didn't get into the second half.
Well, they said the machines broke. The
scanners?
The scanners broke.
Were they short-staffed?
The thing is, there are only like 8 doors open. And that arena sits like, 10,000?
Right, so they seem to be a short staff then. To get more doors open, you need more staff.
They should have more doors, more scanners.
Yeah.
And they should have had lines. There was no lines. Hmm. No lines to get in. It was just like the doors open, everybody just went, and then they made their own lines.
Right.
Very bizarre. Bad planning by itself.
Yet another bad plan.
If you look at the way Stan Sheriff is built, it's another Hawaii. Whoever designed that is from Hawaii, because it's short sighted. It's short sighted. Because if you look at where the front door to where people line up, you can only fit about maybe 20 to 30 people. So the lines just have to start curving towards the parking lot. So when you have big events like this, 10,000 people, it was packed when it was like halftime.
Right.
There's like sparse. It's huge. Turn back in respect. Choke packed. Like. The way the flow of people was made, they didn't design it properly to handle if masses do come. And apparently. At the same time, on the opposite end, if some tragedy happens, like a shooting in there, there's not enough ways to get out.
Right.
Because everybody gets out of the doors, boom, 20 feet in front of you, there's like a wall.
Oh, there'll be an incident. Yeah, there'll be a big incident if that would happen.
It's just like, who in Hawaii designs these things, so anyway,
yet another Hawaii jam up.
That was my weekly recap, and it's kind of all over the place, but it's typical sleep time zone.
Well, the game, the game is what it is, preseason game.
It was a good game, man. I can say Clippers are going to suck this year.
Yeah, it's not going to look
people
good.
People say like, oh yeah, but then they got that guard, the Ricky Rubio guy. He's like 30-year-old veteran in the Europe.
No.
Get out of here, people.
This ain't NBA jam.
This is not N1.
No.
So he did a couple fancy passes. Wonderful. Dude, Ricky Rubio does the same thing. Where is he now? He's like the regular average player. He's not Chris Paul, bro. I need a point guard. Beverly, mad respect to him. Very good player. Yes,
former Rocket.
Him and Decker, highlight of the Clips.
There we go, Sam Decker, yes.
Highlight right there.
I like those guys.
But they need to go and get themselves a serviceable point guard to dish the ball. Because you had, at the beginning of the thing, what's his name, shooting three-pointers all day long, bro, Blake. He shot like three three-pointers.
They're going to rely on him now.
It was three-pointers. Like, bro, that's not your spot, bro.
Cannot.
You get you and Jordan on the blocks, bro. That's unstoppable right there. But...
You have Austin Rivers and Patrick Beverley as your backcourt.
Bro, Austin Rivers, bro, that guy needs to go to China, to Yugoslavia, to go play the D-League in Manoa District Park.
Wow.
That guy is not NBA talent.
It's his son. That's why he's on the team.
I'm not even trying to hate.
No, you can't, because he sucks.
He doesn't have NBA game.
He's only on that team, and reason why Chris Paul is no longer on that team is because of that guy.
Shout out to Chris Paul, man. Good move, dude. Like, how you going to have...
If you're a coach and you have a son, why on earth are you going to bring your son onto this team where you're trying to get the respect of 14 other guys?
Yeah.
And they're going to be just, they're going to be feeling weirded out because they're going to try and see if there's favoritism, if there's not favoritism, if he's getting too angry at him where he doesn't need to be that angry. All these weird things that you're going to see. Dude, and it can make you uncomfortable.
I don't know how long Doc got, but you're firing.
His days are numbered.
He's firing, bro. Fire him. Get rid of the son, dude. But and just trade for a point guard. That's it. You got the nucleus of a great team. Beverly at the two.
I tried getting Beverly, by the way. I messaged Patrick Beverly several times.
Yeah, I wish.
Saying, I miss you. I miss you. Just go, have a cup of coffee. I was trying to get him on the show and be like, hey, there's a guy. I'm a Rockets fan. I mean, I know you're not on the team anymore, but I mad respect for you. Come on.
Yeah.
It'll be great. I mean, there's no one probably reaching out to him.
Oh, no. Here. Like, we're probably the only guys that reached out to him.
I mean, I did hear the rumor that they were all at Pine and Jigger that night.
No way.
After the game. At Sunday night,
Dude, how come you didn't go down there?
I found out the day after.
Pine and Jigger, I'm mad at you guys.
They're telling me, the Clippers, what are you telling me now for? It's like 10 in the morning.
And tell Zach Morris, you better call him up.
You call him up. I wake up. I get out. I go jump down the pole, put on the suit, come down.
Right. Oh, bro, I am disappointed in those guys, bro.
This is why people don't help people.
Yeah.
This is what we need. We need support. And speaking of support, we're running out of it because right now we have to take a break here.
Break right here.
We're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back.
Yeah.
Special guest. Recurring guest. She's been away for a while. She's back.
Yes.
Okay, we get out of here.
Sleep time's over. Cabin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Season 6. Episode 1.
What was it? I forgot already. Still tired already.
Still tired. We're going with that? Right? I don't know what we're doing, bro.
We need to get like a
publicist or something. We can do this kind of names.
Make a call.
Okay, all right. Sleep time's over. Woo!
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Ohayou gozaimasu. Be sure to check out Earl Kaimuki, located at 1137 11th Avenue, right below the Himalayan Kitchen and next to Jawaiian Iri Jerk. Check out Earl's new menu featuring the Drew, a pastrami sandwich that needs to be seen to be believed. All this and many more at Earl Kaimuki, 1137 11th Avenue. Tell them Sleep Time's Over sent ya. Oyasumi janakute.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Girl layer and a heartbreaker, love maker, backbreaker. But then I made a mistake. Yes, I fell in love with this ill chick, sweating me for money, my name in the deals, Nick. My homies told me drop her cause it would be to my benefit. She used to say I'd better quit hanging with those derelicts. Romancing is my thing, but I can swing with no scheming hoes. Wherever my Beamer goes, you know that I'm driving. Surviving in the 90s is a must, so I trust that everyone listen up as my vocals give thrust. I bust my rhymes first, never chasing a skirt. Do much work while other suckers need more time to rehearse.
Now back to the ex-girls, ex-lovers, ex-friends. It made me mad to find that she was only after my ends. She phones me and goes on about her new life now. I wish she knew right now. I think she's busted, let's discuss it. When I was with her, no trust, just fights. Just the he say, she say, and the neighborhood highlights. Now I got my new girl, or as I say, my baby doll. But still I'm getting crazy calls, my ex-girls got balls. Don't wanna play the field, cause I get loving at home base. Don't give me no long face, just exit with grace. You and I are the past, c'est la vie. Much respect, girl, but now you're my ex-girl, cause I'm on with the next girl.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Next.
This girl's looking so good.
Hey, Sleep Time's Over, season 6, episode 1.
Still tired already. But someone who's not tired is, wow, she's back, everyone. Our resident millennial, as the kids call it.
Your friend and ours.
She's back. She is back from a trip. She has a lot of news. International news.
International news, yeah.
International news for us. Michaela's back, everyone. Welcome back, Michaela. That's a great...
That's the, you know, the ticker tape thing.
That was really...
International news with Michaela Carter.
I'm back.
There you go. Yes, a lot of... Okay. Michaela, where did you go?
Yes.
I went to Europe.
Oh!
I went to, specifically, Paris, and I went to Milan, Italy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It was dope. It was.
How did they receive you?
As another filthy American.
Oh yeah,
typical American.
You look American though.
Yeah. Well.
That didn't help you.
Confused or like, well.
No, I mean, I am.
Did I just say you don't look American? So what does American look like? But you know what I mean, like, no, like the typical Holly.
Someone who is oblivious.
Yeah. Typical. Yeah.
To their surroundings.
Joe Dirt, you know?
Not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I am part French.
Right.
But I...
Did you mention it to these Frenchmen?
I am part French.
I dare. You know... You can say that you are part French, but to them, you are not truly French.
Right, yes, you had to be full French. Uh-huh. And then you just get out of here, you French toast eating MF. All right.
But the whole... I was there, and it's super, super expensive. Now, let me just get this out of the way. The food over there, just as expensive it is exactly like how it tastes. Very rich.
Oh, okay.
Very rich.
Right.
I was over it the first 3 days.
Wow.
Escargot. Never mind.
You gotta hide the dirt.
You know, I didn't try escargot.
Oh, you didn't really?
But I had a lot of bread. I had a lot of pasta. I had a lot of tomatoes. Right. And I had a lot of cheese.
Oh.
But it was good. Don't get me wrong. But it was one of those things where it was just, I could not eat it every single day. Wow. I needed rice.
Oh, right.
That sounds like a very heavy meal.
Yeah, yes. Very heavy every day is going to take a toll. Right? Yes. So, a couple days, good enough.
Yeah, I was...
So, are there other types of cuisines in France that aren't French food? Do you have a token Japanese restaurant there? Do you have different genres of food?
How would you want to eat it?
Majority of the food is either fast food, from what we normally see.
Oh, okay.
I went to a McDonald's over there, and that's pretty cool. They have their own, like... what's called their touchscreen menu system that you can just order right then and there. And
so there's not a Micronesian.
No. Okay. Oh, hey. Hey.
There's no way. What you like?
Okay. You didn't see that in that one.
That's why they're going to be
there. No, I'm serious. McDonald's, worst McDonald's.
Oh. So were there any unique menu items at the French McDonald's that is going to be, of course, that only they have?
Did they rename French fries or something else? American fries?
They don't sell hash browns. For breakfast.
Oh, okay. Interesting that you saw that. You caught that.
I was kind
of
sad.
Okay, what do they have then in place of hash browns?
They have a...
Le hashies?
No, they don't have any kind of starch to go with it. They do have french fries. But
and
they
is
don't...
it called french fries in France?
They just named it as fries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, okay. I knew they'd do that.
Okay.
But they had... They only have two breakfast sandwiches over there. Oh. Their entire breakfast menu is not as, you know,
okay.
as extensive as ours.
French don't eat breakfast, apparently. They just say,
yeah, we, maybe.
Apparently. But
maybe
we too tough. I had one breakfast sandwich that was a bacon, egg, and hamburger patty with barbecue sauce.
Interesting.
For breakfast.
For breakfast.
Interesting.
For breakfast. For lunch. It was interesting to stay the lathe.
Brunch.
Brunch.
French like brunch, apparently. Was it on a croissant?
No.
Whoa.
No, they don't have croissant.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Is that an American-made
thing, croissant?
I think so.
I don't know. But the croissants over there are so good. Oh.
I would hope so.
How did McDonald's not have croissants?
Maybe because it's so common there. They're not going to go that route.
Right.
Probably.
I can see that. Okay. Like, they wouldn't have French toast there.
No.
French toast.
The French is going to be laughing at you. What is this?
What is this?
Stupid American.
The cinema with the egg and the vanilla.
Everybody think you like Trump?
They have pancakes. They don't have French toast. They, what else?
Chicken McNuggets. They got that.
Yeah. They have chicken McNuggets. But
Portuguese sausage, eggs, and rice. They're not going to have that.
Oh, wow.
Nope. It was, I really got sick of the food, and it came to the point to where I had Yelped any pho restaurants within the vicinity as to where I was
staying. And
I went to the pho restaurant, and the lady, she's just like, oh my gosh, you're an American. And I'm like, what gave it away? It's like, oh, you know, the shirt that you're wearing and stuff like that. You know, French people, they don't wear. And I'm actually wearing this shirt right now. It's the I Feel Like Pablo from.
There you go.
French are up on that fashion.
Yeah.
She was Vietnamese, and she used, I don't know, she was just with it. And she's like, oh, what do you want? And I told her, I just want like a large bowl of like a pot pho, and I just need that. And she's like, oh, okay. Did you have a rough night last night or something? Or, you know.
Like how she's like so surprised that you're in her establishment trying to get something.
Oh, you made it that far without dying.
Yeah.
You're like, you're in here, and then you want it, really? I mean, like.
You're ordering from me?
Yeah. Like, is there people? Were there people in there? Was it crowded?
Am I being punked right now? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. But it was. There were other people that were also in the restaurant too. I went by myself, and it was good. I have no complaints about it. You know, restaurant seemed clean, so I was pretty happy about that as well.
Was it good, the pho?
It was really good. It was really good, at least to my standards, at least. What else?
What other eateries did you go to? So they're not doing breakfast in France, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently not.
A lot of rich food.
What
do you drink there? Perrier?
Yeah, what does it come with? Yeah.
Yes, you can only...
Is there tap water?
There is tap water. They don't suggest it, though.
Right.
They only drink either bottled still water, which is no bubbles, or sparkling, which has carbonated bubbles.
Correct. Yeah, I was just so weird with drinking that.
Right, Perrier, Evian.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
But it was worth an experience.
Oh, yeah.
The dinners that I went to, I found this out while I was at dinner, that mainly a lot of people who live in Europe, because dinners are so expensive, and the majority of people who actually do go out are, you know, high rollers.
Yeah, right.
Or people who are visiting who have never even really tried, or it's a special occasion. So a lot of people mainly really cook at home, and they don't go out. They don't go out.
That's opposite of here.
Yep.
Did you get to eat a home-cooked meal while you're there?
Nope.
Dang.
Nope. I spent so much money, guys. speaking of money, a lot of things that I also saw was very, very luxurious cars. Lots of Lamborghinis, lots of Ferraris, lots of McLarens and Porsches.
There you go, yes, because you are a car enthusiast.
Yes.
And it was all on your IG story, as the kids call it.
Yeah, I've seen the cars.
A lot of the cars were there.
Oh, man.
We were there.
It was really nice.
So here's the thing regarding the... We got to get to the cars, but as far as the IG and as far as Wi-Fi, as far as internet. Now, back in the day, that was a hard thing to come by when you go across, never mind even the mainland, when you go to another country.
Yes.
So what do you do when you're there as far as internet connection, your data... Roaming charges, what goes on there?
Well, it's really a pain to have to go to my carrier and tell them, hey, I am traveling internationally. Can I have, you know, data and stuff like that? And it was way too expensive, so I decided to look up online, and I got a wireless hotspot.
Okay.
So I just carried that around with me. And
how did it work? Was it good?
It was okay. If anything, you know, if I really wanted to post something, I would just put it on, and then it would... it would take a while for me to be able to for it to load until I was able to get to a stronger like Wi-Fi connection. But in terms of like being able to message people or just like, you know, the bare minimum, I could get a decent amount of, you know, contact.
Oh, good.
But it was, I would highly suggest that for the entire 2 weeks I was up there. It cost me about $150 to have at least, you know, consistent Wi-Fi.
That's good.
As someone who, you know, goes on Instagram and Snapchat and Tumblr multiple times throughout the day, I thought it was well worth it.
That's good. Yeah. See, that's good tips for people who do not know.
What service provider do you carry?
I have Verizon.
That's all right. I think it's worth it. That's a worthwhile deal.
You can't just buy a, do they have like a, you know, like, if you notify them, can't they switch it over to?
They can, but because I did not realize how much of like the charge it would be, like, they basically said for every gigabyte that I was using up over there, it would be like an extra like $20 charge. And I'm like,
forget it.
Not doing it.
Did they call extra to call Hawaii?
Yes. More money for you to be able to make any calls outside of the country that you are.
Yeah.
Wow. And what a trip.
That's the thing. That's the stuff you need to know when you go do this international traveling. You know, before, back in the day, you go to international, we're not going to hear from you.
Yeah. Good luck.
That's it.
Landline,
let alone
bruh.
Being on IG.
Gotta get the pigeon, bruh. Put the pigeon.
Exactly. Just send them, fly them away. Landline. Shoe, fly, shoe. So getting back to IG and your cars.
Yes.
What were the cars? Like, what? Because you're an enthusiast. You have a, well, you still have a race car. It's being fixed, right?
Yes. It is still in the shop.
Still in the shop. What are you? What did you see out there that blew you away?
Any Toyota Tacomas?
They had to make plenty of trucks, yeah.
There was, I only saw
What was the common car?
Yeah, what's the
Fiat? Well, yes. Oh. There is Fiats out over there, but there is also this other one that I cannot pronounce, but it's, is that what it's called? I'm not too sure. I guess I'm not really that much of a car enthusiast if I don't really know.
This is like a common man's car I'm talking about.
the Toyota Camry of France is Yugo.
The Civic of France is
the Civic.
It's something else, something that we don't have, and I cannot pronounce. But I can.
It's like a long name or something.
It's a name that I just can't pronounce. Oh. I know it begins with an A, but I did not see any Japanese cars, like no Hondas, except for Toyota Priuses. Oh. Toyota Priuses are like the majority.
So you're telling me if I go up there with the Honda Civic, souped up VTEC, and whatever, you're the only guy.
Yeah.
Well, you start your own club cars?
And you'd be truly the only guy, because if you're bringing the car from here, where the wheel is on the other side of the car, that's a whole other situation. Right? Because the wheel, I mean, in case people probably know this already, but the wheel is not on the left of the car.
Only in England.
Oh, there you go. See? Yes. So in France, everybody driving like the Americans.
Like how we drive here.
So therefore you can bring your own Honda.
Civic, brah.
Honda.
Civic drop, brah.
Exactly.
But I will admit, if you think that our roads are bad, if you think that our roads are narrow and very small, you are mistaken, because France is way worse.
Mm. So how do they drive those luxury cars and those roads are terrible?
Right. Very carefully.
Wow.
Or they're the kind of cars that are already just like written off to certain, like, I don't want to say, but like Alamo or something like that.
Okay.
Or like Enterprise, to where you can rent them, and then they already have, like, it's fully paid off, and you can like ding it up.
Wow.
Right.
they don't really care about it, but it was, the roads are small, the cars are pretty small. It's like probably half the size of your Acura. It's half the size.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally see that. Because if you remember, you know, National Lampoon's European Vacation, an old movie everyone has seen, roads are narrow.
Uh-huh.
He's scraping the whole car left and right over there. So that makes sense. So speaking of scraping,
I'm waiting for this.
Speaking of scraping things at night, let's talk about. I'm not talking about swiping. We're talking about scraping things and things that happen at night, such as the nightclub scene.
Oh.
Such as the social scene. Not scrapping, but what is going on in the club scene? I'm sure you went out late.
Yes. In Europe. What happened?
Yes. Okay. So I went out to go explore Europe at night, and I'm going to let you guys know right now, it is very scary. No. Especially if you do not know specifically the area. It's like the area. Oh, I should know. Wow. That scared me. Hostile. Okay. Oh.
Come, little girl, come with me.
Oh, no. Anyhow, so I mainly stayed around right in the heart of Paris. And I don't know if you guys know, it's called the Arc de Triomphe, which is... There you go. It's kind of... It's like that... Like that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. In the middle of, like, a circle, right. Where, like, it, all, like...
The big monument that looks like... Right, it's... What do you even call that?
It's an arch.
It's an arch. Arch. It's an arch. Yes.
Yeah, not golden, but it's arch.
Yes. Yes. And that area is kind of like our Waikiki.
Oh.
It is filled with a whole bunch of high-end shops that is, you know, mainly to attract tourists. And where there are high-end shops, there's bound to be, like, a Sky Waikiki as there is to, like... You know, a nightclub, right. In Paris, over there.
So you try to look for, like, the Paris Ginza.
Yeah.
Or the Paris Gangnam.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, where's Ginza over here?
You seek the rock over here. Yes, we have one.
Oh, so. Man. It was... If you think that Ginza can be ratchet, oh, man. You are... No.
Wow, Paris is ratchet?
Yeah,
the ratchets,
dude.
Are there.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are people who just don't care. They just do not care.
All right, let's go. Weird stuff you saw. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm curious.
It's a family show, but keep it going.
So first of all, the drinks over there in that club that I went to were really, really expensive.
Name of the club?
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you had a roofie gave it to you.
Could be called roofie for all.
No, I made sure that I watched the bartender make my drink.
Good job. Good girl. There you go.
She knows what's going on.
That's the girl we raised right there.
I made sure, and I was very well aware of my surroundings. I didn't want to get, you know, buzzed.
Yeah,
I just wanted to experience it.
Yeah. Taken.
And, my mom was just like, be careful. Exactly. I don't want my daughter to turn up missing. And I'm just like, Mom, stop
it. You're going to have some millionaires
hitting on you. Obi-Wan Kenobi forgets you.
You got to call him up. Qui-Gon Jinn to the rescue, bruh.
Qui-Gon. Our homegirl's missing.
$50,000 starting bid.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Anywho, so the drinks in that club were really, really strong. So I was like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
I have to go to the bathroom before I leave. The music is really, really loud.
Yeah.
The bass is very intense. There's actually a decent amount of, like, room. It's not super, super shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Which I kind of appreciated.
Right.
But that's probably because of the cover was, you know, $15.
Oh, okay.
So I go into the bathroom, and mind you, I am a woman. I go into the women's bathroom.
Oh, here
and
you go.
And I go into the bathroom, and I see, you know, two girls, a couple, and they are going ham.
Wow.
Ham.
Wow.
Let's
go. That's right.
In the bathroom. And then I look into...
They're going teriyaki.
I look into the bathroom,
yep.
And I see them, like, over on the sink area.
Oh,
and then there are people that are just using, like, the bathroom stalls onto the side, and there's just, like, no big deal. Like, oh, it's like, it's so normal for them. And I'm just like,
okay.
I'm going to go back to my hotel and use the bathroom over there.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You don't want to do number two in a place like that.
Wow.
Number zero.
Yeah. I'm good.
So interesting that you saw two women. Wow. Rather than the typical guy or girl in the stall.
Yeah, well, it is...
But it's friendly. They're progressive.
There is a difference. Okay. I have seen, you know, girl-on-girl action, like, at the club over here, too. But that's just, like, you know, like, the waist and above. But it's not at this case.
Not the ham sandwich.
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. I carried hand sanitizer around me for ever since that moment. Mm-hmm.
I don't blame you there. How long were you? How long?
Well, the fact that the fact that she said waist and above. That's just
exactly. I mean, because after that you just said, oh, "The hell with this, I'm out."
Wow. Yeah. Right. What kind of music were you playing?
EDM.
Yeah.
House EDM, trap. They like to play American Top 40 up over there. You know the song by Taylor Swift, "Look What You Made Me Do."
Yeah.
They were playing that song when I was in, and I'm just like, "Huh, I'm familiar with this."
That's cool.
I don't think France is just strictly EDM, just nonstop EDM, nothing else. Like, you're not gonna see a dancehall club maybe in France.
It's
I think it's probably underground.
Yeah. Or it is okay. But
you look for underground. You look for Lucas over there.
There's not going to be no Lucas. Nothing of that nature.
Bruno Mars gonna be over there.
No reggae gonna be there.
I mean, no, I mean, I know there. A lot of hip hop, a lot of hip hop people in France. I mean, I'm pretty sure if I hit them up and ask them, you'd probably be in like the most cuttiest.
It's gonna be, like, yeah, some be the scariest place. A lot of ham sandwiches going on.
And I guarantee you'd probably be like in the Waipahu of France, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I guarantee
gotta be.
Yeah, you gotta.
The Kalihi of France. Yeah. What would that be?
Wow. Like, for us, it's no big deal. Well, for me, it's no big deal. Yeah. But I mean.
Might I also add, too, that the fashion up in Paris and in Milan.
Oh, okay.
Like, people who, what they were wearing, like, at the clubs and everything, or even if you're, like, just going out just to, like, go to McDonald's, everyone is very fashionable.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes. But that might just probably be because I went up during Fashion Week.
That's about to ask you about that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You do go up during Fashion Week.
Yes. Wow. It was cool. It was cool, though. But.
Well, we live in Hawaii. But, like, yeah, this is T-shirts.
That's, you know, there's good and bad to that.
Jeans West, but, yeah. Jeans Warehouse, you know. Yep.
Jeans Warehouse all day.
A Jeans Warehouse.
See, she remembers. So I'm sure you busted out all the Supreme. You had all the Supreme ready to go.
I did.
Yeah, what did you wear?
There you go. Supreme all day.
I wore a lot of boutique clothes.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of really cute stuff. And then when I decided to wear a little bit more street clothing, I wore my Free Runs and I wore really, really cute kind of like strappy leggings along with like my Supreme long sleeve sweatshirt.
That's right.
And
all day.
And a leather hat. I found a leather hat. Oh, a leather dad cap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, so how much the clothes cost over there? Same price as here?
Oh, it's so expensive. Yeah. Way more expensive than over here. Like, tax is like, I want to say about 7-8%.
Okay.
A little bit more than over here. I think we're 5.
Yeah. So they're euros over there? Or are they?
Yes.
That's euros.
It's euros. Yeah.
It's euros is worth more than a dollar. Same?
I think like a couple, like 10 cents maybe over or under.
Oh, okay. So example, the leather hat you bought. How much was the leather hat?
Mm-hmm.
How much you pay for that? Let's
23 comparison to dollars. $23.
Oh,
isn't that a little bit more?
Well, I was trying to be very, very, you know, like, budget-friendly, but I could not, like, I could not do that.
Well, I commend you. We both commend you for that, but, you know, when in France.
Do as when the France
do. As the France dance.
You just keep doing that.
The dudes, so fine. The guys there, are they, like, as we think they are, like, arrogant and kind of...
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. But they are also very, very attractive.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're straight?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you smell?
Yes, actually.
Oh, they do? I thought they did.
The BO is kind of real. I don't know if they know what deodorant is.
Oh, the BO is, the stereotype of that is legit.
It's legit.
Yes.
Oh. So pretty much all the stereotypes are pretty on point.
So they're kind of arrogant, gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant, stinky guys.
Possibly
gay.
But I think that's only coming from... like my perspective, if I were to actually have a friend that lived in France,
right.
I'm pretty sure that he or she would be able to tell me differently. Right. I don't know about the club scene though. I think that was a pretty spot on, just like, you know, right in my face, just like, oh, this is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And you were gone for 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Unreal, let me tell you.
What is the first thing you ate when you came off the plane?
Huh.
Rice.
Straight to Ginza, right?
Yeah, right there. Seek the rock,
where
right
there. Let's
go. No.
Let's cook up some food on the grill.
Right there, bruh.
I mean, I would think you would want to go and get something local.
Right? Yeah, I always do. Even or, on the mainland.
Well, I mean, their version of local isn't necessarily like plate lunches like how we have over here. For example, L&L. Like most people, or quote unquote, they would possibly go to like a local place and go get food and just get like a big plate lunch. Over there, it's just cafes. You have small sandwiches, small pastries, and then coffee.
Oh, of course,
everything is small.
So I guess I would like accurately say I just had like a cappuccino and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first thing that I would really have.
But coming back to here, what would you do? Like when you got up, because you're gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh man, I craved sushi so bad. I am I'm still craving dim sum. I need to get a dim sum fix. I need to get a pho fix. I need to get, oh man.
See, we gotta go to Yawacha. We're gonna take over the good people at Yawacha.
You know, like I hear good things about Yawacha.
You said that well. I can't do that, but yes, I've been there. I will be working there.
Oh, so hey!
I mean, I mentioned this before. I don't know when the contract is gonna be signed, but yeah, the DJ. So therefore, all roads lead to, how you say it?
Yeah, Yawacha DJ.
Yawacha.
Maybe. That's right.
Go there to Yawacha DJ.
Yeah. That was well done, sir. Well done. Oh, that's a wow. That was great. That came out of left field. That was excellent.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Okay, so speaking of excellent, mm-hmm. let's talk about the thing known as the dating scene. Now, you came back 2 weeks in Europe.
For people who cannot see this, my eyes rolled so far into the back of my head when we first started.
Mine as well, because what is the latest goings on socially? What are the kids doing? What do you see the kids doing? What are you doing?
Well,
you want to mention it or not?
Well, I literally just got back like 4 or 5 days ago.
Right, that's right.
So it's kind of
that's right.
going into the whole social scene, I guess, right now. I'm still kind of, I'm really just adjusting from, like, you know, time. Like,
wow, it takes that long, like a week, you think?
What is the time? Is it over there?
Right? It's 11:48 in France right now at night.
Oh, it's
at night. It's 12 hours. 12
hours.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm still
to go party.
Oh, you better go out.
Let's go. We're going out, girl. Where are you going?
I would say that I'm 80% adjusted. But as far as what's going on over here, I am choosing to take myself out of a lot of situations that are happening.
There you go. That is the girl I know.
That's right.
I leave the country for 2 weeks, and it seems that a lot of stuff has hit the fan. So I'm going to pretend that I am still out of the country and just
go
to work and go home and have a drink at home. I've been drinking a lot at home.
To join the club, bro. Let me tell you this.
More than the king of that.
I just say this right now. The reason why everything goes to Kapakahi is because you are the solidification of all of these people that have the drama.
Yes.
They all refer to you. They all come to you and be like,
"Did I miss an episode on this or something?"
Wait. There probably might be.
Wow, you're like the core of everything.
I think because she's saying everything going to hell when she leaves, because no one knows what to do because they went to talk to you. We don't know, where are you?
I will say this. When it comes to millennial social constructs and all of that stuff, social media is such a huge impact.
Wow.
Julius.
Let me just say that. is it okay for me to passive aggressively say
here we go,
or to complain about someone else's passive aggressive behavior? Is that passive aggressive for me to say?
That's a good question,
because I've been seeing a lot of, like, you know, hidden innuendos in a lot of people's, like, captions and, like, Snapchat stories.
Right.
And
cryptic messages.
Yes. And it's, like, to me, it's like, oh, man, it seems that they're having a bad day and they want a certain someone to... Wait, is this about me? Yeah.
Right.
So
that seems to be the in thing now. Yes, you're exactly right. Cryptic messages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Someone will post a picture of maybe just themselves, a selfie, but then in the caption will be some kind of
hashtag,
weird thing.
Hashtag
any kind.
No. Exactly that. It would just be like, love me, hate me, I'm still going to do whatever I want to do, and just like...
In a cryptic way?
Yes.
I mean, they're not going to fully just say that, but it'll be worded some kind of weird way.
Yeah.
It's things are even getting more complicated.
Yes.
Social behavior is getting more complicated. It's becoming cryptic now.
Yes.
So more so, we don't know what we're doing.
Yes. So ever since I came back to the States, and I am just, and I saw that as soon as I went on my feed, I'm just big fat nope.
No need.
And I called up, like, some of my friends, like, hey, you want to come over to my place and you want to chill and, like, you want to watch just, like, TV and just, like, drink and stuff. And I've just been doing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't drink during the day, do you?
5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
5 o'clock is a good time to start,
Don't be doing like 11 a.m.
I'm not that sad.
No screwdrivers at 11 a.m.
Right.
Only on Sundays, though. On Sundays.
Sometimes Sundays is a bad.
Yeah, Sundays I drink early because there's football, so, you know.
That's your drink.
Don't hate
me now. Yeah, at 7 a.m. Nah.
7 a.m. is the best time. You put the whiskey and you put the coffee together, you're ready.
Wow, ready to go, bro.
Upper and the downer, you just get them ready. Yeah. Clean the house, but then cry at the same time.
I'm more of a coffee and Bailey's type of person.
Oh, that's like dessert, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a dessert thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's better than going out, because, you know, you got to get out of Kemoku. I'm going to tell you that. You know, Kemoku, it's a sinking ship, right?
Yeah,
get out of there.
It's sinking.
I didn't go to Kurimoku at all this week. I went to Lucky Strikes instead.
Hey, there you go. That's American for you.
Very American.
The American,
they just go to Lucky Strike. They think it's cigarette, but it's bowling. That's what they think it is.
That's true. You came from France, and then you go to Lucky Strike.
Yeah, you went to a full blast.
Yeah, I did.
You shouldn't just go D&B. Do you go D&B on Wednesdays?
I don't like D&Bs.
Oh, why?
Yeah, she's not a fan.
I'm not a fan of D&B. Yeah. I've never had a really good experience there. Ah, okay. You know, it's just like, and not to mention, like, parking over there is fun.
Who goes to D&B on Wednesdays now, anyway?
The Mokes.
College kids.
Is it Mokes?
College kids.
Listen to the skanky. I think it's a pretty happening college party up at Kaimuki.
Kaimuki?
Yeah, there's a bar up there my friend runs.
What, Champions?
Not Champions.
Top of the Hill.
No, not Top of the Hill. Not that.
Ninth Ave Rock House.
No, more down,
bro. I heard good things about Ninth Ave.
Bro. I know the girl works over there. Yeah, we get in. We talk store. Get calamari. But real quick, before we gotta go. Quick review, Lucky Strike. For those who haven't gone, what's your take? You've gone there several times. What do you think? You like it better than Dave & Buster's, so what do you think?
Well, I would, using your system, Zach, I would give Dave & Buster's a one mic.
Wow.
Yes, because, just not.
That's fine.
That's just my own personal opinion. Okay. Just because I don't like it. But Lucky Strikes is a solid 3 mics. If you have enough drinks, it can possibly be a 4, but I don't think it's going to be any better than that.
How big is it? Is it big? Is it
small? Yeah, it's an old Chirikia.
So up and top and
they took the whole spot.
Wow.
The whole spot.
They only got 4 lanes of bowling.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
That is surprising. I would have thought they would have made that a focal point.
I hear it's super expensive for you to be able to rent out a lane, though, for like an
hour. I can imagine. You got to wait like a week in advance or something. There's like 4 lanes. I mean, how many people are probably wanting to bowl and you can't... I can't see anybody getting a lane.
Is there a stage, like a performance stage area?
No.
Yeah.
So
it's mostly video games.
Lucky Strikes and other... places have like, you know,
they're huge.
Not in the arcade area, because that's the only place that I've been. I haven't gone upstairs just because I don't like bowling. I don't like bowling.
Upstairs is bowling, downstairs is like the games. Yeah.
That's how it works. There's food?
There is food, but I dare not order the food because, and this also counts towards the mic.
There you go.
My girlfriend, she ordered a burger, and when she went to go take a bite out of it, there was still plastic wrap on the cheese.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm okay.
Oh, that's 0 mic on the food.
Wow, yeah, that's 0 mic, yeah.
But when it comes to the drinks, when it comes to the atmosphere, a solid 3 to 4 mics.
You go back then.
Yeah, I'd go back. Yeah. I would go there once to eat.
Okay.
But I'd go there for the games too. Yeah.
Okay.
Games are pretty fun when you're, you know.
So like, what about the drinks? Is it just basic drinks? Nothing.
Drinks are pretty good.
Blue colored things. Blue and neon colored.
AMFs, Long Islands.
I would think all
are
day.
Pretty good. Yeah. They're pretty good. They're pretty strong. Yeah. In terms of like having their beer on tap, it's a decent variety.
Okay. Yeah. We gotta go there one time, I think. We gotta do a special.
I will take both of you guys.
Let's go.
Let's go.
We'll do like an IG story exclusive.
Sleep Time's Over field trip. Hosted by Michaela.
Lucky Strike.
Let's go.
And we'll go in there.
We'll go bowling.
We go bowling. She's not gonna go bowl. I go play the Star Wars game. Get the Walking Dead game. Is that the
other game? There you go.
You're in that little, there's the thing where you're inside those little booth things and you just gotta, do they have that? You know those the newest thing with the games out there? You're in an enclosure and you're playing, you have a gun of some sort and the thing moves around.
I don't know about those. I don't normally play gun games. I normally play like the racing car.
You playing the racing games?
Yeah.
Okay. What about ski ball or the basketball?
Ski ball, basketball, yep. Yeah.
All right, get it, go. All
do you do, in the racing games, do you choose automatic or standard?
It is already automatic.
There you go.
Or at least the games that
can
I play.
Can I shift, bro? Can I shift? Only shift in the parking lot.
Do you not drive standard? Do you do right?
I know how. Oh. I do not drive standard. But that's just because I drive a lot. And majority of the time, I travel from anywhere between like Hawaii Kai to Moanalua.
Yeah.
And during certain hours, you are going to definitely be caught in traffic. And I do not have the patience.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a patience issue with driving.
I don't have a lot of patience. I'm going to let you guys know right now. Mm-mm. For people, for some cars.
Move to France then.
There you go, you're the narrow lane. There we go,
see? I knew patience.
We found the opposite to the ho-ho-ho. No. Let's run with that.
Remember the 4th of November.
That's great. If anybody out there listening, if you remember one thing, just remember that.
No ho-ho.
That's it. You can po-ho-ho.
No po-ho-ho.
There you go, that's the moke one. Po-ho means waste time. Oh, meaning waste time. Hey, Akela, you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Akela, you're back. You're back in America. Yeah.
Any final things to say?
Final things.
Anything
last?
Last words.
Last words before we put you out in the pasture.
Halloween is coming up. I hope everyone has a safe Halloween, should definitely not drink and drive.
Yes.
If you are going to be going out to some places, you should definitely Uber or Lyft.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Waikiki Strip.
Wow.
Just like with everybody else.
Do that.
But definitely staying safe, drinking water throughout the day before you go out and party is going to be a really, really helpful tip. I highly advise everyone to do that because last year I was very hungover and I was sick for 2 days.
Whoa.
So take it from me and just... You know, use common sense.
Do the Hawaiians still come out on Waikiki with the flags?
I don't remember because I'm always drunk.
Oh.
So, probably.
When you start drinking? When does the drinking start?
Yeah,
Halloween?
For Halloween. Is Halloween like on a
It's on a Tuesday.
It's on a Tuesday.
So, even more nuts.
I
so
work
coming,
on...
You better come to our show on Wednesdays.
Okay.
Sleeping at the doorstep.
Here we go. November 1st. Where's Michaela?
Oh, she's still in her costume.
Oh, there you go. She's going to be...
Oh, there's a homeless guy in the front. Oh, no, no, Michaela.
Get on
a chair, go sleep a little while.
Stand up, sit down.
But yes, everyone, please be safe.
Wow, yes. That's very right, yes.
And then we'll be seeing you at the dinner. You'll be at the dinner.
Yes, so, October 21st. Right. I will be there, guys.
Saturday night.
I'm still waiting. I really am still waiting to somebody recognize you or like so comes up to you and be like, "Hey, you're the girl from Sleep Times Over." I can't wait for that to happen.
The day
I
that
will,
happens.
I will
That'd
try
be so awesome. Something.
I will try to record that for you guys.
Well, we're gonna definitely mention that. At the dinner.
Make a stand up. Everybody on
YouTube. Some notables in the crowd. We're going to have some fun with this. Okay, so yes, you're going to be there. Thank you very much for coming on your
guest.
Telling us all the
I
news.
I missed you guys. France. Thank you.
The rants and the news.
Rants and the news.
And what's going on?
Going ham and that news.
Okay, let's go break. We're running over time again. Let's get out of here. Peace it out. Yep.
Bye.
There you go, everyone. Yeah.
And we're not even recording on the camera.
Yep, not even recording. We're just doing it. Yeah, all you people, yeah. Okay, out.
Woo! Sleep Time's Over Season 6, Episode 1. Let's go.
Tired already still. That's all I got. Hold on. Yeah, you done?
Stop
it,
bro.
Stop them all. Shut it down.
Shut it down, bro.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep Time's Over. We'll be right back.
It's finally here, guys. The official Sleep Time's Over shirt is now available for purchase. Available online in men's tees and women's tank tops for just $27 each with free shipping. You heard me right. Free shipping. Go to lightsleepers.net, Sleep Time's Over on Instagram, or Sleep Time's Over on Facebook and click on the link to order. Don't sleep!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
I'm an emotionally disturbed person. People think I'm talking to myself when I'm rehearsing on the rhyme. A mass production is a mass production. Man, I throw a pedal more to the left, there you go. Minimize the synthesizer when I wind up for the pitch. But I don't pitch a pitch cause sales get derailed and told. He owed an abundance of cash. Damn, I let it go, he was my man. I tried to trust him, but I busted him twice in my trash can. And I'm asking, I don't need psychology to see the dichotomy in me. Knew something was fishy, but I'm better than wishy, washy, or topsy-turvy. It kinda irked me that I called him sleeping, cause I try to be wide awake, but he slows it down so I can't dilate and show that I'm bigger than that. But I also have to consider the fact that opposed to him not being the right keeper, I'm a light sleeper.
Sleep Time Zumba, Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Let's change this microphone up. It'll be all good though. Boop boop.
Bam. Yeah, good setting, yep.
There you go.
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Will Smith.
We all girls. Anyway.
It's time.
Season 5, Season 6.
Season 6.
Episode 1.
In the mix.
In the season 6, in the mix.
No.
Might as well, right? Trish Stein's getting that sample in the mix.
And then if Christian Slater come out,
Oh, God!
Turn up the volume.
Yeah. Pump up the volume.
Pump up the volume.
Christian Slater went from Gleaming the Cube to pump up the volume, bro.
He went from a thug to an emo.
There you go, the bro.
One movie.
Yeah. Anyway.
So this is season 6, season premiere of the 6th season.
Yeah. We had the little intro thingy with Jiggy, which kind of went all over the dang place.
I'll edit that out. It'll be fine.
No, you know, I like did the whole circle thing, right? Like, kind of just started from UH football.
Oh, that part, yes.
Yes,
that's
yes.
How we do it, man. This,
we came all to Trump and back again.
You know, this is our first rodeo. So, with that said,
for the rodeo.
We have, okay, before you talk about King Just. Let's talk about the topics of the week.
Hey!
Okay, let's take time, waste time with the topics. What do you have? Start up, let's go.
I'm surprised from the last episode, we had no backlash on any memorable athletes from Muay Thai or anything.
Because no one could think of it.
Like, nobody got at us. Or else nobody listened. But I mean, usually
probably
somebody.
Not true. I mean,
like, I even asked my a credible source, I'm not going to say who, and I asked them about Hawaii Kai athletes.
Okay.
And even they said the majority of the ones that are good from Kaiser are from Waimanalo.
There you go.
Nobody from Hawaii Kai.
You mentioned off camera Akebono.
Yeah, Waimanalo.
Waimanalo, but yeah. Lived in Hawaii Kai.
Well, he's on the. I think it's the. I forget where the boundaries.
Yeah.
Is a maybe certain part of Waimanalo is Kaiser, and then certain part is
Kailua. Got it.
So that's why I think all the Hawaiians is either from Waimanalo, or there's a little place, Kuli'o'o, in Hawaii Kai, where a lot of Hawaiians live.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Still not validating the fact.
There's no athletes, no famous.
No more already.
No more anything.
Nothing.
No talent.
Wait, wow.
We said
no that. Talent.
Oh, you know, no, you know,
that's a shock.
No, what did we say? They said there's nobody
tough that's into football.
Yeah,
in
that's Hawaii from Hawaii Kai,
which is why Kaiser does not have a roster
fill
for the football team.
Right,
because there's other things for them to do in Kaiser.
Yeah,
there's other things for them to do in Hawaii Kai.
Wakeboarding, shave ice,
snorkeling,
old people banging through windows at Paina Cafe.
Okay, good thing you added that. I was thinking like old people banging. Yeah. Which happens too.
If you stopped me at old people banging,
old people banging. You've got milks with groceries.
Yeah.
You've got scuba diving.
You know, you get cleaning the beach. You get
pushing up sand.
Saying
bro. The bottom line is this, okay? Hawaii Kai, we love you, but you're just not considered tough town.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that's an insult.
That's true. Yeah.
That you have other things to do because you're near the water.
And what do we say the reason why? Because everybody there is pretty well off.
Correct.
Meaning financially, you're good. Like, there's nothing.
Correct.
Nothing wrong with being
mild.
If you're a 20 something, a kid, teenager, and you're born into money, into luxury.
Yes.
Into that stuff.
Yes.
It is what it is, man. You know what I mean?
It's fine. Nothing else going on.
No one can be mad at us for this or anything like that because. Right. It's your environment. Your product
exactly.
of your environment.
Exactly.
An environment of Hawaii Kai does not breed class act athletes.
You say the same thing about Kailua.
Yeah.
Is there truly anyone tougher than Kailua?
Nah, Kailua get bangers, bro. I'm gonna say that. That's what I
okay.
I'm not. See, that's where I draw my line.
Let's retract.
I know enough people that I can scrap and
get. They get local people in Kailua. Despite the stereotype of the blanket of Hawaii.
But there is a line in Kailua. There's like the Kailua town, and then when it goes Lanikai, Haole, then and it goes to Enchanted Lakes, it's kind of local and Haole. Then when it goes to, what is it called? Makalaheo? Oh, Haole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
great. But Kailua, I'm not going to say it. There's a lot of great athletes come out of Kailua. I have cousins in Kailua as well.
Oh, okay.
No. But I mean, if it was, I mean, if I could say the same statement for Hawaii Kai, I would do it. But anyway, speaking of Hawaii Kai,
okay.
The reason why I brought that up is because the head coach of Hawaii Kai, the luxurious varsity football, the Cougars of HK, has stepped down as head coach.
Which was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right, it was going to happen.
Yeah, he had to get restraining orders against parents.
Wow.
Crazy, right? Because they actually tried to... there's a video, and they tried to actually hit him.
Really?
Yeah.
So what caused that? Why were the parents so against this guy?
There's different agendas that I've heard. And so don't quote me on this. Is what I've heard and what I've seen in the news. One, he didn't want his team to play because basically they're going to get hurt.
Okay.
So I think there was like some kind of, he was trying to show them, you know, and prove to them, you know, with paperwork, like if we go out on the field, we're not capable of holding a four quarter game.
Got it.
Like one person gets hurt, we're screwed. Like,
got it.
Know? And it's not like, you know, back in the day when he's played Pop Warner, you go both ways.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they have no Samoan kids on that team.
So that's what
they
it costs.
So.
Not enough.
That and supposedly they're like, oh, he pushes his religious agenda.
Oh,
you
really?
You know when you pray before games, no one gets hurt. You know, that kind of
stuff. Yeah.
So, I mean...
So we got offended.
Yeah, but I'm like, well, dude, I mean, dude, if between me and like getting paralyzed for the rest of my life, yeah, are you really gonna go and dispute one prayer?
That's, I mean,
come on now.
People are getting too sensitive about everything.
Seriously.
Too sensitive.
Like, you know, maybe this is, he was praying to Ganesh and freaking Heldorado or something.
It's a ritual that just happens.
Exactly.
It's like standing up for the anthem. It's the same thing. Why are you gonna get offended by that?
Yeah. Oh, he's pushing his religious agenda. Dude, almost every team has a chaplain.
Yes, exactly.
Beliefs or not beliefs, but ain't nothing wrong with a little extra prayer for your ass to get lit up on the field.
It's all praying to just be safe. I mean, come on, right?
So, I mean, that's what I've heard, and there's video out there of parents yelling at him.
So the parents whose kids then want to play can't play, so the parents are mad and they're like, why can't my kid play?
He's trying to show them, like, you know, this is why we can't play, because there's X amount of players, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
And they got mad, and one parent tried to hit him.
Waste time. Get out of there.
And our parents are Holly that did it. Of course. Yeah.
That sums it up. So he should just lay low, and then this will all move the pasture.
Yeah, he tried. I mean, he tried, man. Like, you know, some schools, the reason why Rich Miano did good is because he recruited.
He brought all those guys in.
He brought in the kids from Eva Beach, bro. Like, exactly. It's known already. Miano bought in the bangers.
Exactly.
He bought in the tough kids.
Exactly.
He went to the hoods. And in this day and age, in high school sports, you need to do that. Sorry.
It's the way it is.
Unless you're Kahuku. Why not?
They're already born there.
You're just, bruh.
They're coming out of the lab.
Bruh, they're coming out of the lab.
The big lab opens
up. Masato lab.
We got a barn door. The two barn doors open. And all the Kahuku kids coming out. Come on. You go over here. You go over there. No, not you over there. Yeah. It's easy.
No, yeah. And Kahuku, why not? It's like those places there's no lack.
No problem.
Of like athletes.
No problem. Kaiser Kalani, get problem.
Get plenty problem.
Get problem. There's no Palolo. The Palolo cutoff is at Kaimaki.
Palolo, bro. They're all gangbanging over there.
Kaimaki.
They still think they're watching Colors, bro.
Big banging on wax.
They're watching Colors on VHS, bro. The kids is coming out thinking it's the 80s, bro.
They get the cassette tape right now.
Yeah. So anyway, that's
what we got.
What you got?
Let's go all the way from Hawaii, Kyle. Let's go drive. Take the rail all the way to Kapolei.
We took you the rail.
We take the rail. It's working. We told Caldwell, hurry up. Kapolei has seen huge demand. Huge demand for homes. We should have got Kapono Kanoho on this thing.
Oh, we need to get him.
High demand for housing. Highlight as buyers scoop up Kapolei homes is the topic. What is your take on Kapolei homes? Is that a place that you would you want to live in Kapolei? Now you're in Mililani. You're in Central.
Central.
Not far.
Would I like to Kapolei?
Yeah.
No.
And why is that?
Baga is hot.
One. And what's the
what
big
greets
one?
Hot people? Angry people.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Why do you think everybody on the west side, the Bungas is angry?
They need more AC in Kapolei.
Because the Bungas is hot out there.
But what's the main one? You were in this today.
Traffic,
bro.
Ooh, traffic.
Now, they can scoop up all these homes they want, but what are they doing? They're adding to the place known as the Middle Street Cutoff. Your favorite place to go. All jam up.
All jam up, jack up. Everything is up. Up yours, up his, up hers, up she.
Up it all.
Up it all, bro.
Because there's not enough places of jobs in Kapolei yet.
They should have made the rail like a literally like crazy, like you throw your car on there, Autobahn. Like just straight up. You gotta go 100 miles an hour and you go straight and there's only one cutoff.
Wow.
Like Kapolei,
everybody gonna die, bro. Everybody gonna die. Cars flying all over the place.
Michaela gonna be there drifting, bruh.
Michaela gonna be laughing at the Camry next to her trying to keep up.
Wee!
Like, no, you're not. Wee! Boom, car flip over, hit the Prius in the back, hit the Fiat that just happened to be there. Everybody Michaela.
And the Frenchman come take over.
And then, yeah, Frenchman will be there laughing.
You Americans can't
that
drive.
Cannot happen. That
anyway,
cannot happen.
I wouldn't move a couple. I would move Makakilo Heights.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nice up there.
Well, single family home. Okay. 640,000 starting.
Ooh, okay. Just blaze.
And then, I mean, overall, 11,000 homes are expected to be taken up.
I would buy investment property.
Would you go with the 640 investment property? Now?
If I had the money, I'd probably go look for a fixer-upper, lower Makakilo.
Because you want an investment property in Kapolei to rent out?
Yeah. Because then the development over there, just being from the west side, that side.
Yeah, you wouldn't rent. You wouldn't buy a place in town and
no, Kapolei is like on the rise, dude. Like they're building stuff left and right, bam, bam, bam.
Well, I mean, there's gonna be a lottery for the next one. This is in Ho'opili. accepting lottery applications from now through October 14th.
I don't know. Maybe if I think, pick it up. I think the Cartapona Canoa might be free next week, Wednesday.
We need to have something. So maybe Wednesday that's the NBA special.
Okay. Okay. So after that, maybe I can try to get him to book him to do a real estate special.
We could. Or does he watch the NBA?
Is
he
not? No. He is not a sports dude. He's a San Francisco Giants dude, yeah. Golden State Warriors dude, and a little bit University of Hawaii.
That means he's not a sports.
Because he went to school in the Bay.
Then that's fine.
Yeah.
But we'll get it. We need to have him on for the reality of realty.
Keeping it reality.
Exactly. Because this is a big deal. We're going to be 11,000 homes going to go up for lottery.
I mean, on the real, man, I don't know if you can rent it out initially. You might have to live in it for 3 years.
Yes.
But I look at it as a pretty good investment, yes. Like, in the future.
Right, yeah.
Because they're going to start connecting the west side all the way to Waipahu. All that land, ag land, all the big money guys are going to come over and buy them all up.
Yep, 10 years from now.
And they have little homes in there, bam, and then Waipahu is going to be huge.
Yes, yes. What else you got?
I don't know if this is old news or new news. But I just seen people post it up that people start eating raw fish, like sushi and sashimi. I mean raw chicken.
Oh.
Is that old news? I seen that and I was like, what the heck? Why?
Waste time.
What do you want to eat chicken raw for?
Waste time. I don't want to talk about this.
Okay, good.
Waste time. Dummies.
Okay.
All those fools are dummies.
Okay, next one.
Forget it.
So, remember a month or so or whatever ago, that Turkish man?
Yeah.
They got taken off the plane in Hawaii?
Yes.
He said he was hallucinating and he's trying to catch a butterfly.
As we all are, really. That's symbolic for love.
Is that?
It's symbolic.
Isn't that like a novel, To Catch a Butterfly?
I think so.
Wasn't it Janet Jackson's album?
It was a ballad, I think, on the album of Janet Jackson. Yes. Right? We're all trying to find that special thing, special someone. It's trying to catch a butterfly.
You remember that Hawaiian guy, Sasha Bond?
Yeah.
He sang the song.
He did.
Butterfly on my shoulder.
Really?
Maybe that's him.
Brought a Turkish man trying to catch the butterfly.
Looking at him right now, bro.
Where are you, butterfly? Trying to find you.
See, it's in the plane.
It's on my shoulder, bro.
Oh, bro. It's a little butterfly.
Wonderful. You
look
know.
At that, bro. He looked like the lead singer too.
That's Amazing Larry, bro, from Pee Wee. That's Sideshow Bob. That's the Lopez brother.
That does.
Yeah, that's right.
He does look like Sasha Mon, bro.
He can take off.
Some butterfly on my shoulder,
you know,
bro.
Drugs are a hell of a drug. Okay.
Did you see what kind of drugs he's taking?
He's taking something involving something. Okay?
Anil Uskanil.
He's taking Uso drugs.
No, his name is Anil Uskanil. Who's cunning?
Oh, you're trying to say his name? Yeah. Oh, okay.
25 years old.
See, he's one of those, the henchmen in Hostel that tries to get the girl to
move. Whoa.
He's like, come here, my pretty. That's what they're doing. That's what this guy's doing. He's a Turkish guy. What do you think they're doing in Turkey? They're not eating it. What they're doing is they're trying to do some illegal things, and that's one of them. And this guy is on the drugs. Get out of here with that
one. Okay, next. What you got?
Here we go. Next one we got. Let's go to the world of sports.
Okay,
yeah. The NBA All-Star Game. It was just announced that they're going to change the format.
Okay.
They're no longer East versus West. They're now going to look at the top two vote getters. They will be the team captains. The team captains will then pick whoever they want.
So it'll be LeBron.
It'll be LeBron, Durant, Curry, all on the same team.
Yeah.
Do you like this idea or no?
I like it for now. It's going to be funny, that's why.
Yeah, it will be.
Who's going to get picked last?
Who's going to get picked last? And then what's that guy going to feel like? Are they just going to zoom into his face?
It's kind of like if Dwight Howard somehow makes the All-Star team again.
Forget it.
He laughs, bro.
Yeah, he laughs.
It'll be like he's invisible.
Well,
you over there. Oh, no, you, Dwight. The other guy. Oh, who? J.J. Redick? Okay, come on.
He ain't making the All-Star team either. But the money's going to go to charity for this. The revenue driven for the All-Star game is going to go to charity. I'm trying to find out which charity.
Well, I mean, to me, it makes it more exciting.
Right.
I mean, I like the way that I didn't see nothing wrong with the way it was that now.
Right.
Because it's like, it's no big deal.
Right. It's just adding another dimension to this.
It's another kind of cool thing. But like I said, they should, I forget what news radio I was listening to. They said they should pick the teams the day of and live.
That'd be a great idea.
Have them all in the,
yeah, like
all
you're playing at the playground.
All in the uniforms.
Yeah.
They all go to the courts.
Yeah.
All line up. LeBron comes out because he'll probably be one of them. Maybe Durant, maybe even Harden. You know, for real, Harden might be the dude. And they go over there, okay, pick it, bro, in front of the world to see.
Great idea.
You just, I mean, because that's how you remember back in the day, you go to the court.
Exactly.
You shoot, right? You shoot.
Exactly.
You make it, okay, team captain, shoot, make it team captain. Who you want? Who you want?
Exactly.
Right?
And what's going to happen? The final two guys left that haven't got picked, they put the spotlight on them.
Yep.
All the crowd is going to get riled up, excited. And then you can see a lot of guys smiling, a lot of guys laughing. And then last guy picked John Wall. Like, come on, bro.
Which is crazy that John Wall, if he was to get picked last.
I don't think he'd be picked last.
That'd be amazing because that dude can ball. Like, you know, you think about it, even if he get picked last, you're still one of the best in the world.
Well, yeah. But
it's more an ego thing. It's an ego thing.
It would create comedy. So that's going to happen. And then, the underlying thing is the NBA ain't messing up like the NFL is.
Oh, no.
The NBA is slowly becoming number one.
Oh, they're smart, bro.
They're creeping on a come up.
That guy, hey, there you go.
Because NFL, they F up here, there, everywhere. They don't know what to do with the whole kneeling, standing, sitting, sleeping. They don't know what to do with that. You get all these guys that are in the news, domestic violence all over the place. Beating up everybody.
Shooting, raping.
Shooting, pillaging, snorting, sniffing. NBA is keeping their nose clean.
Yeah.
No trouble with any of these guys.
No.
Look to see the NBA making the jump over.
Oh, yeah.
NFL losing sponsors by the week because of the whole media thing.
And plus, look at it this way. Like, the NFL, their number one stars are old.
Correct.
Tom Brady is old, dude. He don't relate to anybody that's 19 years old. Unless you're like a, I don't want to get into this, a fantasy football geek person, which irritates me.
That's the only thing that's keeping the NFL going.
That is the only thing. And that irritates the hell out of me.
Exactly.
People that never care about sports are telling me about sports.
Right. They're not watching. They're just watching the stats.
I even have people, you guys can do the fantasy football? No. No.
No more time.
No.
No more time for that. We got too many things to do. Okay? No need. But NBA, need. Because they looking good. Yeah. You got a guy who's 18 years old, Lonzo Ball.
Oh.
He's being highly touted. Well over than the Tom Brady's and the Aaron Rodgers and all these kind of guys. You got a rookie that the focal point's on this guy, generating more buzz, more attention. And that's it. You have younger players.
NBA is smart, man. Whoever is the part of the marketing team over there.
It's all led by the Jews, bro.
Oh boy.
They know what to do. Anyway. They know how. He's Jewish.
He is Jewish, right?
What you got next?
What I got next? You talked about the game.
Kevin the Cows, ladies and gentlemen.
Did we even go over the Vegas shooting?
We did. We brought it up and just. Why do we don't want to go in depth on it? Because what else is there left to say? I mean, we don't want to be like those guys. You know, I'll bring up this.
Okay.
I'm tired of these comedians coming out on these late night talk shows.
Oh, yeah.
Doing their. You know, can I be serious for a minute, everyone? You know,
no, you cannot.
I'm an entertainer. No, you cannot, okay? You're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Entertain.
We didn't hire you for this.
Every time, I mean, it's getting. Well, I mean, it's.
Oh, Kim was the worst.
It's sad though that they have to keep doing this because there's so many bad things going on.
Yeah.
There's so many shootings where they have to do and take the time. I'll be, you know, if I could just, you know, say serious, you know, I usually like to make people laugh here, guys, and I just really want to say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, no, just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You acknowledge it and just say, you know, my thoughts and prayers, say that kind of thing. And then don't go into some long tirade about, I'm sad, we all need to get up and grow as people, we need to like each other. Because you can say that one, next the same speech again 6 months later, unfortunately.
The world's not going to change anything.
The world ain't changing, okay? And I'm just saying, God forbid, if something stupid going to happen in the future, and they're going to come out the same thing again. Kim will come out, Conan O'Brien, all of them. All of them. I'm sick of all of them. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't hardly watch late night.
You know,
only if the Roots is playing with somebody good.
Well, they're there, but yeah.
But
can you take Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon?
Right.
Who's a notorious goofball? That's his strong point.
Right.
I'm not gonna buy.
Is he getting political now too?
They all did this.
Boy.
If Arsenio Hall was on the air right now, you're gonna come out and say, you know what, boys? Let me tell you something, homeboys. He's gonna say the same thing. Okay. It's just enough already.
Yeah.
We're not tuning in to you to get you to hear your thoughts on what you think the situation is. Okay.
Right.
There's other people that we want to get the news from. We want to escape from the news.
Yeah.
To watch your show. That's all I got.
Wow.
The coffee kicked in, man.
Hey, finally, bro.
That's it. Okay, what else?
Police commissioner. They're looking for a new one.
Oh boy.
We never ever talked about the old police chief, Louis Kealoha.
Oh.
Bara Kealoha. Just like the mayor. Wasn't the mayor guy? They caught another guy in the Spime Jerky Club.
Billy Connoy.
So Billy Connoy.
Who you played.
I did play Billy Connoy. I think I did pretty good too. Louis Kilo had to peace out because he had scraps with his relatives. Any kind, broke your mailboxes. You see, you know, you follow that whole little thing, right? So they're trying to place him right now. Take time to waste time.
The reason why we have not brought up Louis Kilo.
Because why?
Is because there's a thing called Chapo.
Oh.
Which is the police union.
Oh.
Which is the mob.
Oh.
Which is why we do not talk about.
Oh, okay. So, I can say good luck on your retirement. Congratulations on your next endeavors.
Well, I will humbly say
it was great. It was a great run, buddy. Okay, moving on. What you got?
Okay, on to other news. Let's go to. We didn't even cover the NFL yet.
Yeah.
So let's just go quickly into the week. The rant of the week. The week three.
Okay.
No, we're at week four.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Let's go down. Did you watch any football?
I watched a little football. Okay, well, you know, of course, I had to go see highlights of Butter Marcus.
Okay.
Right.
Let's go down every game.
Okay. Hit me.
Rams, Cowboys. Rams beat the Cowboys.
Crazy.
Rams, offense looks good. During the game, Ezekiel Elliott takes off his pads.
Oh, I didn't see that.
He goes shirtless. He's going to do one Tinder picture. I don't know what he's doing. He's walking around without his pads. Then he puts them back on again. Summed it up. That's why they blew
it. I knew this was going to happen. It happened to Cam Newton, bro. It always does. Clockwork.
They left the Xanax at home,
the
bro.
The one year, nobody knows who they are. They come out blazing.
They get excited.
Win all the way. Go Super Bowl. No, nothing happened.
Yeah.
Always second year. Same happened to Cam, right? Cam goes. He kills it. Comes back the next year. Lose money.
Sophomore slump.
Same thing happened with these guys. And these guys are worse.
Sophomore slump. Right. Exactly.
Worse.
Lions beat Vikings 14-7. Lions looking good, bro.
Lions looking good,
bro. Lions are 3-1.
Shout out to Stan, Stuttering Stan, the only Minnesota Vikings.
Stuttering Stan.
Guy that I know.
I think you said there's going to be 9-7, I think, Stan.
I seen him at church, said he changed it.
What are they going to be now?
6-something. Or
wow. Well.
Well, Sam Bradford.
They're not looking
to be,
good.
Supposed to Sam Bradford busts
up. Yeah.
Injuries, the running back.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Lions, though, right now, it's early. Lions power ranking in the top five.
Man, you know, the Lions is one of those teams.
They're looking good, bro.
Kind of like the Falcons.
Hopefully not.
Good quarterback. They blow through the regular season. Oh, Super Bowl. And all of a sudden they lose first round, bro. Playoffs.
Well, Detroit's never won a playoff game.
Oh,
so
see
that sums it up. All right, let's go. Jaguars and the Jets. This game. I gotta say, we got Platinum Jigger. 7 a.m. You know, I go there, watch the football. 7 a.m.
Yeah, liquor up.
We're over there. We're getting all liquored up on coffee, and then we're gonna go. We have one TV. The Titans game.
Right.
The other person that joins me is the Lord. The Lord comes.
Hey.
He's a Lions fan.
Oh,
so you got the Lions game over here. He was going to put Mr. Corey Love. As you know, he's the manager there. Yeah, he's in
Raiders,
charge of the TVs.
Raiders man. Raiders
he was going to put the other TV. Cowboys, Rams. Because figure that's a popular game. People don't watch it.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, a Jacksonville Jaguars fan walks into the bar. This is not a setup of a joke.
Yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. It's like a joke.
Jaguar fan walks into the bar. Can I watch the Jaguars Jets game?
Wow.
And then he's looking at him like, who are you, man? What are we talking about, man?
Is anyone sitting here?
He's like, well, you know, yeah, there's nobody here. You can sit over here, man. So we ended up watching the Jets Jaguars game over
here.
Then all our other friends that come out, what is this? How come this game over here? What is this? Who is this damn fool over here? And all of our games were bored. Mine was a blowout, by the way.
Right.
Texans blew out the Titans.
Yeah,
I pissed off.
Sorry about that.
I cried. I was pissed off all morning.
A lot of jerseys burning.
The 14-7 Lions game was a slow game. The only game that went to overtime was the Jaguars Jets game.
There
he had the last laugh, bro. That guy sitting over there scratching his nose. He was the only guy. So yeah, that's all I got about that game.
How does that work in the bar? How does that work with what game you watch?
Okay, well,
according to the bartender or whoever's there first?
It's according to the manager. So then he decides, because there's about 6 TVs.
So Corey Love's like, oh, I got you.
So well, because you know it's a Titans game, because it's me.
Of course,
that's what I do. And then so I just told him, like, okay, well, Corey, you know the Lord's coming. You know, can you just turn him to the Lions? He said, yeah, I got you. So we're good. And then the other TVs will just be based off.
Oh, okay.
What he thinks would be the hot game,
right?
Which would be the Rams Cowboys game, because you have a lot of Cowboys
in it.
Jaguars fan walks into a bar. Next one we got.
We need to figure out a joke for that one.
There's something. Bills over the Falcons. Falcons effing
up. Bills.
Effing up. Bills.
But the Bills. The thing about that.
All right, if you was wondering, the ending segment got cut off because I was using the video that we have, was using the video that we use for the YouTube to transfer the YouTube over, to the audio because I cannot. I'm doing the editing right now. This is live, 11:05 p.m. And I figured I'll just come on here, talk to you guys, and be like, well, how come the show went just end like that? Any kind? You guys was talking about football, and then what happened? I piss off. So don't get pissed off. I don't know what happened to the audio, but I have the audio, and I'm burning it off the YouTube right now. So what I'm going to do, it's 11:06 p.m., Wednesday night in July. I'm trying to finish this out. I'm going to go call the man known as Cavett the Catalyst. I'm going to call him up right now, and I'm going to explain to him what's going on. Let's go. We're going to call. We're going to try this out. We've never done a phone-in. So this will be the first phone-in. I'm going to put him on speaker right now. Here we go. Ready? This is live. This is all live. Here we go. See, the phone's ringing. See that? This is real. This is real things happening.
What?
Hello? Oh, hey. Oh, are you up?
Bro, I'm sleeping already.
Okay.
I'm tired, bro.
Bro, don't sleep, bro. Here, how's that for cheesy? Okay.
Bro, what you want,
let me
bro?
Tell you something right now. About this, okay? Now, I'm never going to call you unless I have something to tell you, okay? And this is what's going on. I'm editing this show, you know, doing this. It's late night. I'm just sitting here, minding my money, minding my mind. Segment three.
Okay, right.
Segment three, I don't know where it went. The news, take time or waste time segment, it got cut off. I don't know what's going on, bruh. You can go talk all you like. Let me tell you this. I talked to Creed Chameleon just now. He said, I got your back, bro. So I'm going to...
They're telling me you lost the segment.
The third segment, the take time or waste time. Okay, I lost the audio. But I have the video. I have the video. So I'm gonna do some stuff, technical stuff. I'm going to put that audio from the video. I'm going to put that on this audio right now. So the people listening to this would have heard it already. And was like, oh, sorry. So it's going to put it on there. 5 minutes of it got cut off of the 30-minute blocks.
Yeah, so what? No. Well, that's what I thought. I thought we didn't film everything, though.
But the battery died. The battery died. We cannot charge plenty.
I don't know. So I'm surprised. I'm thinking about flats, bro.
Well, you know, we was out. It was a lot of Kapila. People. Who? Kapila. I don't know him. But I tell you this. Michaela was there. We all was there. I had to go get the Earl Kai McKee sandwich. I had to run out. Everybody running out. Piss off.
Yeah.
Spell one to come over there. Anytime. I got to cut the hair. Cut the crap. So, in a mad rush. Well, I apparently didn't cut the crap because I can't find this segment. So, I'm just all pissed off. But we have it. We just missed the final 5 minutes. The final 5 minutes is just going to be us going, yeah. And that's it, you know. So.
All right. Oh, great. Okay, that's.
So I'm going to let you know.
Because I lost the Creed Chameleon interview.
There you go. There you go. Good for the gander. Good for the goose.
What are we going to do for the last final segment then?
I don't know. I really don't know. But, you know, it's good to hear from you. And it's... How's that, huh? I'm stressing out. I need to have one right now. But it's 11 o'clock.
Drinking too much Baileys and cream, bro. Any kind.
Oh, dessert, bro. You remember that? That was from earlier this episode. Anybody paying attention?
Peaches and herb, whatever they call that it. Was, you know, peaches and cream, bro. 112 remix, bro. Something like, remix.
Something like that. Crumbling herb, yeah, exactly. So I figured.
I don't know what
the... So this is our first phone-in segment.
Wait, you recorded me? Like, live?
But we record everything in this world, okay?
So you called me up, you recorded this, man.
That's right, bro. We are recording, bro. Right.
This is any guy, bro.
We're I'm groundbreaking.
Right now.
Were you in the toilet?
In the toilet, bro.
Good, flush.
I really want those comments right now, bro. He's taking it any kind of places, bro. I don't know what to do with life.
Wando, what he needs to do is he needs to call you up 69 times and take it up the butt. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. See, this is late night talk. Well, I think this is working because if it's not, then no one's gonna hear this. But you're coming in. Your voice is coming in. It's good.
Okay.
The first phone in. So this opens up some things. So get ready. We just call people
good.
Up.
Well, yeah. I say as long as we're in a quiet place. And
that's it.
The kids and wife are sleeping upstairs. And
that's right. That sounded scary. As long as we're in a quiet place, let that sink in at 11 o'clock at night. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty jacked up.
So, anyway. How about this? We're going to leave them with a cliffhanger, okay? We're going to sign off, and we're going to leave them with a cliffhanger. We were supposed to do album reviews.
Yeah.
You know, the kids, they love the album reviews. So,
Cool Kids.
The Cool Kids review is coming next week.
Right.
Yeah. I told you to... Well, you were listening to it in the store today, so you can listen to it again.
Yeah, the Cool Kids, bruh.
What was your take on the Cool Kids? You was listening to it, so... Right.
Chuck Treats and Chuck Chill Out.
The Chuck Chill Out, Marley Mar, gonna be over there. But you were listening, and then, but you were doing... But what else were you doing when you were listening to the Cool Kids?
I was doing absolutely nothing, bruh. Just sitting there, bruh.
You never eat nothing?
Contemplating life, bruh.
Bro, what you never eat nothing?
I ate the
prime
rib burger from Jack in the Box,
bro. The prime rib or the ribeye burger? What were they calling it over there?
It was a ribeye burger.
The
funny is, I've only eaten Jack in the Box. I've been at the shop. This is like my second or third time.
Really?
I don't eat fast food.
That's a good thing. I mean, that's good. Yeah. It's interesting, though. I mean, that's pretty good.
Maybe six times in 2 years.
Interesting.
I mean, 9 times in 2 years is pretty good.
Wow, 9 times. Remember that from the previous?
Nine times.
There you go. That's Ferris Bueller.
9 times left.
Well, just go one time for the rib eye burger. Was it good?
Oh, I can give you a review then. It was good, bruh.
Oh, really? How many mics?
Rib eye burger was good.
How many mics?
Actually, you know what? For fast food, rib eye burger... I kind of gave it a good, fast food, not comparing it to any kind of place. Fast food, ribeye burger, 4 mics, bro.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta try it. I know you don't eat fast food often, but if you got a cheat day, try it. Am I on commercial right now?
Jack in the Box paid for us to do this segment right now, everyone. Sorry. Joke's up.
Jack in the Box, bro.
Well, I noticed the poster while I was waiting, you know, for you to get to the shop, and I was like, interesting.
The reason why I wanted it is because I knew Michaela was coming, so I was like, okay, give her my sandwich.
There you go.
And I, like, you know, hook up the guest.
There you go, good guy.
You know, so her and Bell one devoured that thing.
There you go, he's there.
So, you know, they both guests, so they never had it, so, you know, let them taste it. It's like drugs, you know, hooked on one, and then they're good.
That's right,
and
the pusher.
I will get the ribeye burger, bro.
Well done. Well, I'm going to try it. I mean...
I didn't get it well done. It just comes out however.
Oh, okay. How much is it? Because then we can tell if that's real ribeye.
Wait, you told me I didn't get it well done?
No. How much was it?
Oh.
Because that's how we can tell if it's real ribeye.
Okay.
It was like 10 bucks?
I'm about to expect my check in the mail to spend more. Anyway, it was $7.32, bro.
Really? That's kind of cheap.
For the burger. For the fries, yeah. For the medium drink,
bro. Oh, that's not real ribeye, then. That cannot be.
No,
okay. No way, bro. They all lies.
It's probably like okja meat or something.
Pretty much, yeah. Meat, jun meat. Duck
meat,
fat.
Leftover meat, jun meat, bro.
From the ground.
Cooked some cow or something, I don't know.
From Fukuyin or something.
Oh, Korean moku,
bro. Yep.
Korean moku.
The micros and the Koreans will conspire. Okay, well, there we go, see?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's on the real, it's $7.32 for a drink and a hamburger and fries. I'm like, I don't supersize anything anymore. So I mean, I kind of put whatever it was. It's not a bad, you know, value meal, $7.32 or something.
Very good. I'm impressed.
Yeah, I haven't eaten fast food in a while, so I'm pretty stoked on it. I'd probably eat it again on the real.
Well, okay. How's this review, everyone? Isn't this great? We're totally be better getting paid from Jack in the Box right now. This was a long, thorough, at 11 o'clock at night, review of Jack in the Box. Well, if that's not a cliffhanger to make you want to tune in next week, everyone, I don't know why.
Yeah, okay. What is this? Cool Kid, Matthew Kimba, and...
A surprise third album. How about that? A surprise third album. Because next week will be the NBA preview show. We're going to have our special guest, Mr. The man of all, the Howleys love him, DJ Compose, will be.
Yes, the Howleys love DJ Compose.
DJ Compose.
That's right there.
He got it.
One of these kids is doing his own thing, DJ Compose.
He's got it all. He's got it ready. So we're going to have a discussion, but the NBA, me and him are gonna go back and forth, and then you're gonna moderate. Filipino versus the German.
Number one request for the Hollies is, according to Filipino, DJ Kapoor.
Poof. I can only imagine.
Whatever that guy
is. See, all cliffhangers to be answered next week from the special phone-in ending. So, okay, I'll let you go. We're good. Not for ready. We covered this.
We covered. Cover right now.
Okay, go make the cover, whatever the cover going to be. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to make shishi, and then I'm going to finish this editing. And then, well, if anybody's listening to this, that means the editing's done. So, yeah. So, yeah. Hooray.
Anyway, here we go.
Okay.
Time's over.
There you go.
That was a catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Official phone interview at 11:15 at night. Funk Jami and Tree Album Reviews coming for you on the next episode 2 of season 6.
There you go. Episode 1.
There you go.
Still tired
episode,
already.
Yeah, episode.
Everybody cry.
Still tired already.
Okay, brother. Right, it's all good. All right, brother. We got him. Okay. Okay, later. I tell them all, shut up already. Yep. Okay. Later.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.